Blog Talk Radio.
You know what I'm saying? It's going down today. We're going to be talking about, you know, some business, you know what I mean? How to get your business together, how to, you know, get some contacts out for the people, you know what I mean? So they can definitely, you know, get their business together, trying to support people out there that's in the industry trying to come up. We're going to have Ikadon live on the show again. We're going to have him on the show, and we're going to have your boy Keith, VP of TJ's DJs and also an author. He's going to be live on the show. at 7 o'clock. So we're gonna be talking about business and everything like that. And I have my wonderful co-host Ebony that's on the show with me all the time, but she should be calling in a few. I think I got Bugsy live on the line with me. What's up, Bugsy?
What's goody, Bob?
I might have to make you an official co-host or something, Bugsy.
Hey, you know I hold it down, man. You know, I try to do what it do.
Well, you definitely hold it down, man. Yesterday, Swiss Star was dropping some jewels and stuff. It's funny because, you know, he was dropping that real business, so it'd be funny if we had him on here today. But today we're supposed to have Ikanon, and we're supposed to have our boy Keith from TJ's DJs, the VP of TJ's DJs on Lush Radio online today. So what's popping and what's going on with you today, buddy? What's going on in Boston?
Oh, shit, moves as always, man. But, you know, if we talking about money, I gotta put everything on hold and get on to the show, man. You know, drop the knowledge.
That's what it is. And since we talk about business and everything, I know some people are trying to go through a job shift in their life. Some people might not be happy with the position that they have right now, and they're trying to look to find other positions that might be paying a little bit more, corporate jobs and stuff like that. And, you know, sometimes, unfortunately, we might not want to move in order to find the right job, but sometimes you might have to relocate to find that job that you really want, or at least to get on that pay scale that you want out there. And there's a site called ineedajob.com, and it's written out completely as the way I said. It's called ineedajob.com, and you can actually click in the location in the state, and they'll pull up different jobs that are available and posted. And if you're in the D.C. Metropolitan area, you can go to dcjobs.com, or you can go to another site that I found called Snag a Job, S-A-S-N-A-G, snagaajob.com. You can go to those three sites and, you know, put up your resume or create a resume and put that up there, and then you can definitely find another position because, you know, during the summer times they have seasonal positions and stuff like that. And, you know, most of us as grown adults, we don't want to do jobs that, you know, our children are trying to do. You know, the jobs working at McDonald's and stuff like that. Like, we don't want to do that. We want to actually get career jobs. So, but I know the market is kind of crazy right now, but, you know, you can definitely put your resume out there to, you know, get that right job that you need. And like I said, the sites once again are ineedajob.com. And if you're in the D.C. metropolitan area, it's dcjobs.com. You can, you know, find a job from there, you know, and you can actually find and pick the location and stuff like that. And I think we have our wonderful and beautiful co-host representing the California area, Ebony. What's up, Ebony?
Hey, what's going on, people? What's up,
Les? Nothing much, man. Digging in the scene on the gangster lane, and we got Bugsy on the line with us today.
What's up, Bugs?
What's going on, Ebony?
Nothing.
How you feeling today?
I'm just happy to be here. I missed y'all.
I miss you too. How was your Memorial Day weekend, Ebony?
It was lovely. We actually went out and had a barbecue at the church. We had a picnic in the park, so we praised God inside the church. It was a beautiful day. Was playing spades with a couple of elderly ladies and got whooped on three hands straight, but it was a really good game. So now when I see them at church, I can say hi, Mary, and hi, Sister Gloria. So, you know, I did some fellowship that way, and also went down to go visit my mother as well. So it was a great day.
That's what it is. And he was, you know, Bugsy called us while he was on a boat.
Had to do something exciting, you know.
You know, people out there, you know, on yachts and everything, doing it big, you know.
Okay, we need to get that invite, Bugs.
Hey, I'm come down to Boston, babe.
I'm just trying to get on the yacht. That's all I'm saying. Can I get on the yacht? What's good? For real. He was doing it real big, though. You know, they out there on the yacht, you know, cooking it up and everything. But that's what it is, man. Ebony, you got any shout-outs and everything like that?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said you got any shout-outs, Eb?
I want to give a shout-out to Samarly. Also, he's doing it big. Actually, his single is going to come out pretty soon. I think it's June 24th is the release date. So definitely give a shout-out to him. I want to give a shout-out to my lovely co-host, Les, and also Bugsy. And to everyone who's listening, I hope y'all got y'all pad and y'all's pen ready because, it's, you know, we got that knowledge. You got to get it.
That's what it is. We live in the building, you know what I'm saying, on Less Radio Online. We got a shout out to people that's on the Twitter check-in. Shout out to Mixmaster Brown, Future Guru 100, Ladies Love Bugsy, which he is Bugsy anyway, and he's on the show anyway. You know, I thought it was a new person because he changed his picture up. And Rusty MK2. And also She Music out of Jersey, she's definitely doing her thing. She got like 8,000 or so followers. She's doing her thing. And shout out to H Jones and Billy Blast and Hop the Great. Hop the Great is doing. He's gonna be live on another radio station getting interviews. So definitely support Hop the Great on Twitter. So we getting it in. And everybody put your Twitter out there. Everybody put your Twitter out there for the people and everything.
Well, if you want to follow me, my Twitter name is Ebonesia, and it's EBONIESHIA. So, holla.
That's what it is. But you put your Twitter out there, even though I said it, but go ahead.
The Twitter is Ladies Love Bugsy. It's spelled like it sounds. Ladies Love Bugsy. That's with a Z, not an S. Follow me, I'll follow back.
That's what it is. We are getting it, and we're talking about business. We're supposed to have Ikadon live on the show with us, and we're also going to have our guy Keith from TJ's DJs live on the show. But let's see if we have Ikadon on the show. We're supposed to have him yesterday, but, you know, he's going to be live on the show today. We played his song the other day and stuff. He definitely had a hot joint right there with Method Man and everything, so we're going to see if we have Mr. Ikadon on the line. 917, what's goody? You're live on Lush Radio Online. What's popping? 917? Hello, 917? You there? I guess they just listening. Like I said, we're going to have Ikadon live on the show on Lush Radio Online. And we imply all of y'all guys are calling at 347-826-7722. So to talk about business, okay, it's a lot of things that we need to definitely get done when it comes to business. Number one, I say, is get your LLC. Incorporate your business. Why is it important to incorporate your business? Because if you don't, even though you're paying out your pocket, I mean, what is there to write off? You think you're going to get that money back? No, that money's gone. But when you write it off at the end of the year, you can get all that money back on top of whatever you get from whatever you're working a 9-to-5 or whatever. And plus, you know, sorry to say, but if you're still in the streets, you know what I'm saying, you can always clean up your money through your business. You know what I mean? So, you know, find something, if you are hustling, find something to invest in, which is your business. But you need to have something corporate, because if you want to deal with other people in corporate America and you say you got a business, the problem that I have the most with a lot of these people in the industry, just like, you know, Smith was saying and other people that we were talking about the other day, is that, you know, a lot of people say they got businesses. You got people, you go to some function, they give you business cards and all this stuff. These cats don't even have a website. All they going to is for MySpace page, and I'm like, okay. When I Google them, they don't hardly have nothing up. They got like one page, which is their MySpace on Google, right? Then on top of that, if you have a business card, you know what I'm saying, you expect that you have an actual business. Most of these businesses have no LLC. They can't show you any documentation. They don't have any business plan or any business function, but yet they call themselves a business. You cannot legally operate as a business if you are not incorporated. Just to let y'all guys know out there, the ones that say that they got a business, you cannot legally operate as a business without your incorporation. Because why? Because you're not filing taxes. All you're doing is just hustling. You're not actually running as a business, okay? So in order for you to incorporate, go to your local state department. Go down there to the state office. It doesn't cost no more than like $200 to $300, depending on if you want to get a trade name underneath it. Like I have Diverse Media Group LLC, which owns Lush Radio Online, which is the trade name. Okay? So you can get your main umbrella company, and then you can have a trade underneath it. Okay? And if future references, if you want to add another name or other people to it, all you have to use is a DBA to add them on. You understand what I'm saying? So for a limited, and LLC stands for Limited Liability Corporation, meaning basically they can't tie things to you. They'll tie things to your company. So they can sue your company, but they can't literally sue you. You understand? And you're only liable for small things. You're not liable for a whole bunch of stuff. So, you know, that's the limited liability corporation. So on top of that, you know, after that, you know, I think you should sit down, if you have partners or whatever, sit down and write down your business plan. What is a business plan? A business plan is a form that states everything that you're going to do with your business, what your business does, everything that is incorporated within your business, projections of how much things are going to cost to operate your business, and things you're going to do later on in the future with your business. So this is a big thing that you should have for any business you're attempting to do. Hold on 1 second. Let me go ahead and open up the line again for Ebony. I think we lost it for a second. You know, so, you know, having a business plan, your line is open, Ebony. But for a business plan is very, very key to anything, whether you're doing a marketing company, whether you're doing a PR firm, whether you're doing an entertainment company. You must have a business plan. If you're looking to try to have investors later on down the road, people, the hood mentality is not going to work when it comes to corporate America, people, because corporate people only see black and white. You can talk all day and try to sell everything you want to sell, but at the end of the day, people only read black and white when it comes to corporate America. So that is why it is important. It is very, very important for you guys to please get your business plan together if you're looking for investors in whatever kind of business you're doing. If you don't know how to get a business plan together, I have templates for you. So if you want that information, email me at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com. And I also do consultations. And I also do contracts. If you need a contract that's customized for your business, we also do that also. So those are some of the key things that you need when it comes to business, man. And also, I actually employ everybody to download Skype. Skype is free. It's www.skype.com, S-K-Y-P-E. I incorporate and also get Skype. Skype is good for you to have any business meeting with somebody. If you're in Jersey and I'm in the DMV and I need to talk to you, like I could talk to Bugsy. If I need to have a meeting with Bugsy, Bugsy's on my Skype list. You know, if I want to talk to Bugsy on Skype, we can have a conversation. He can see me. I can share my screen with him. I can give him a tutorial about stuff. You know, if he needs to watch a movie about something that I'm doing, I can share that with him on Skype. Skype is very beneficial. I get drops from Skype. There's so many different outlets for using Skype in your business, so I employ that. And Skype also has a Skype number that can ring to your phone, which is at a reasonable price. But Skype itself is free. You can do conferences and all kinds of things with Skype. Also, there's another site you can check out. If you want to do conference calls and you want to record something real quick and you don't have a studio and you need to do it real quick or get some drops, log on to www.freeconferencecall.com. www.freeconferencecall.com. Log on there and set up a free conference call line, and all you do is put your email on it, and when you set it up, you'll be able to have conference calls with people from all over the world. You can have as many people as you want. You can record the conference for further review, or you can get somebody to call in that you need somebody to do a job for you, and it records as a WAV file, and it sends to your email. So you can use that. It's so many different assets, facets that you can use in when it comes to business. And I'm going to be giving a couple little contacts out, you know what I mean, for you guys out there that are in the business world. Ebony, you got any advice and stuff in regards to business right now for the people?
Yes. Actually, the first thing that you need to do is, like Rush said, you have to get your business together in the black and white. Don't try conducting business. It's right here, say a word of mouth. It doesn't work that way, and it doesn't stand up in court. In case you have to sue somebody for some work that you did. Artists, you need to know when you go to any studio to record, that studio that you're at is able to keep that same copy of whatever it is that you recorded. So they will have that original copy of whatever it is that you recorded. So you need to be able to trust the people that you're going to the studios and recording to. Also, I want to add that with any business, whatever you're going to do, you do need to do the research first, because doing something that you love, have a career driven, you have to know the business of anything that it is that you're going to be doing. So, if you don't have the black and whites together, definitely hit up Lush at CEOLushRadioOnline.com and get your business together.
That's
and I hope
what it
you
is.
Have to get everything together that Lush has given out, because this information, you have to really go research to find the sounds. He did that for you. So get your pen and pad and definitely, you know, write that information down and share knowledge. Knowledge is key.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Another site, this is a tip for some of these PRs out there. PRs, when you're doing PR work with people, remember, you're not a miracle worker. If the artist does not have anything to publicize or media anything, then there's nothing to put out there. But if they are a new artist, you have to stay on track with everything they're doing and put it out in media. Different assets that you can use for PR work to send out your press releases is send them to PR Wire or PR Web, which basically distributes it to every key newsroom where all the PRs are and where most people view what's going on. So you can do that in Hip Hop Press Releases Online. Those are some places where you can submit your press releases and stuff to really get the word out about whatever you're doing or whatever your client is doing. Also, on top of that, press releases are key when you're dealing with a client. You have to have a press release when it comes to anything. They're launching a new site, different things that they're doing. You know, it needs to be sent out to all the media outlets. And remember, media is your friend. You do not want to burn bridges with media. Whether it's magazine, radio, media is your friend when you become a PR. PR, publicity. Your job is to basically make sure that your client has visibility all over the place. And along with that, getting interviews, whether it's print magazines, online radio, commercial radio, that is your job. But your job is not to get any shows for the artist, to become a manager, no. You have potential to do it, but that's not your job. So never let an artist force you into a position that's not your job. And you can remember, let them know that you cannot create miracles. Okay? If they suck, they suck. All your job is to do is to put their stuff out there, you know? So those are some of the key sites, PR Web and PR Wire, if you really want to get the word out there. And also, you know, being a PR, make sure that you're a very sociable person. Your power is being sociable and getting those contacts. The contacts are your gold.
You have to make sure you get your contacts together and make sure that you're able to basically, you know what I'm saying, give that information and take those contacts as your power to put your client in a position where they need to be. And that means the most friends that you need. And you can also, there's nothing wrong in networking with other publicists because it might be an opportunity for you, or you can co-PR a project, which you can also make money in. So those are some of the advice when it comes to PR and stuff. And artists, when you come with dealing with management, artists, management, make sure that you get a manager for your best interest. Make sure you don't get a manager that's just trying to get in a position because they want to get money off of you. You got managers that want to charge you just for representing you. And then you have managers that basically get a percentage about whatever you do. You know, so I believe that you need to start, write a contract up, which if you don't have a contract for management, I have them, and we can customize them for you, where you can write up an agreement and they can review it and they can, you know, whatever adjustments or whatever they feel that they need to make, at least you can come to the table and say, this is my contract that I have and these are the things that I need from you if you're going to deal with management with me. And let them sign that contract, because I've seen too many people get messed over when it comes to management. Make sure the person has your best interest at hand. Your manager is supposed to be able to get your shows, be able to make sure that your writers are correct and all that stuff, you know, when you're performing. So make sure you have good management when you're dealing, you know, with this industry. Because remember, this industry is very, very cutthroat. Bugsy, you got any information when it comes to business to the people?
Yeah, I mean, like Edmund said, do your homework. But I can't stress enough, man. I know a lot of people out there, they got teams and all this other shit, man. I mean, Make sure your team is on the same page, because if y'all are moving left, right, up, down, like, y'all ain't really going anywhere. Everybody got to be focused. Everybody got the same ambition, and you got to move like as a link, dude. You know what I mean? Everybody got to be focused. If your team ain't focused, that's not your team.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Somebody was asking yesterday when we had the young lady on there, you know, yesterday they were asking in regards to management. I have a list of management companies and managers in the area. I have American Management, and they're out in California, and their phone number is 818-993-9943, and they manage all music. And that email can email for them is jwagner@earthlink.net, and the contact is Jim Wagner. Artistic Control. These people manage hip hop and R&B. They have a management of credits from Bow Wow to the Brat to Jermaine Dupri and Shantae Moore. Their contact number, they're actually in Atlanta. They're 404-733-5511. 404-733-5511. That's one contact. And I got some more over there for the people that's inquiring about management. These are actually Aubrey Francis. The phone number, it's in LA. It's 504-368-1029. They actually managed Juvenile at one point. AZOFF Music Management, they deal with urban rock, pop, and country. They actually dealt with Paula Cole, Babyface, Velvet, Revolver, Christina Aguilera, DJ Quick, Backstreet Boys, Jodeci, and Baby. Their phone number is 310-209-3100. And Avant Management, they dealt with Josh Gorbin now, and that's kind of like, that's like more, not really Neo Sova, like, I can't really classify that one right there. Josh Gorbin, the phone number is 818-260-9101, and, you know, I'll give you some more management next week, but I'm just giving y'all free information today. I'm giving you free information and stuff. And, you know, y'all usually got to pay for this mess. You know what I'm saying? Who's going to give you this information? nobody for free. You know? But I'm throwing this information, so that's why you got to stay tuned and listen to the show, because you never know what kind of information I'm putting out there. And a lot of people keep asking me, yo, I need to publish for publishing. What do I need to do? Well, if you want to know the phone number to the office of ASCAP, it's 323-883-1000. And Art House Entertainment, they do publishing also. Dealt with their music publisher for Snoop Dogg. Their phone number is 323-461-3400. And you can send it to Stephen, Stephen, at arthouseent.com. I'm throwing out information, guys. Make sure that you have a pen and a pad, because I'm not going to repeat this again. You know, so Lush Radio Online, giving you what you want, what you need, always giving you information. I think we got our boy Genius live on the line. What's popping, Genius?
What's going on, Lushy Lush?
Ain't nothing much. I'm live here with Ebony and Bugsy live on the line, and we talking business.
What's going on, Eb? What's up, Bugsy?
What's good, Genius?
I can't call it, man. I can't call it. What I missed? I'm tuning in late, so I ain't get to catch everything. But you know, what's the topic for today other than business?
Oh, we're just talking business. We're talking business about different things, and we also want to have Keith from TJ's DJs. He's the VP of TJ's DJs, and also he's a author of a book, so he's going to be calling in around 7 o'clock. But we're just chopping it up about business important essentials. I just talked about different sites earlier that people can check out, like ineedajob.com, and, you know, if you're in the metropolitan area, dcjobs.com or snagajob.com, just in case if you're in a transition where you want to find a new job. You know, these are some of the sites that they actually respond faster, you know, in regards to, you know, job shifting. And then I talked to them about business plans and, you know, contracts, different things like that. So we were just giving them tips on different things. And I just threw out a couple of management contacts that are in the industry if they needed management and stuff like that, you know. So, but you got any, you know, advice for the people out there when it comes to business? Genius.
Most definitely. Definitely go in with the right mindset, you know. Surround yourself with the right people. If there's something that you're lacking in, if you don't have the know-how, you know, take classes if you have to. I mean, there's a lot of places that offer education as far as management, if you don't know about management, you know. Having a strong team, taking care of the legal ends of things, you know, the documentation. Like, I know you do the contracts, and make sure y'all definitely hit Lush up if y'all need contracts, you know, because that's definitely most important. It secures you, ensures that you get paid and things are done the way they're supposed to. And surround yourself with real supportive people, not just people that's just going to talk, but show by their actions, you know, because a lot of times a lot of people get caught up in situations, you know, especially being in this industry. I just dealt with a situation as far as an artist. Make sure that, you know the situation before you sign, you know what I'm saying, and put yourself in something that's not really beneficial to you. You know, it's important that you know about these things. There's a lot of publishing companies that's out there, ASCAP, BMI, CSAC. They do workshops and stuff where you can actually talk to A&Rs, publishers, producers, you know, DJs, whatever aspect of music or entertainment. They all have different programs for those things. So, you know, take notes and try to learn as much as possible about what you're trying to do, and network with people that's already in it so that you can know the ins and outs of it.
Definitely, definitely. And I implore people, when they have the BMI events and the ASCAP events, especially for upcoming artists, I implore you guys to actually travel, save up your money, and go to one of these events. They're very beneficial because you get updated on what's going on in regards to the music industry. You get updated with that, and you also have chances of really networking with some influential people over there. And also on top of that, you'll get to talk to ASCAP directly to find out what's the criteria and everything when it comes to your publishing. Because remember, people, as many artists as we have out here that are doing big things, none of them own their publishing.
That's
and right. I implore you guys
to, if anything, learn the ins and outs when it comes to publishing. Because the thing about it is that when somebody owns your publishing and your royalty rights, then it's a problem. Because basically you're not really getting that much for what you're doing. You're getting upfront pay, but you're not getting that longevity of what you could be getting. So if you're going to do anything, I implore you guys to definitely go and find out and research information about publishing and become your own publisher. We have to learn to become more self-sufficient when it comes to business. We need to become more self-sufficient because if anything goes wrong, the only person that we can blame is ourselves, not anybody else, you know. We need to become more self-sufficient, and we need to also remember and know who are these people we're getting into business with and lying into business with. That's the problem sometimes. Ebony, how do you feel about that? You know, some, when we get into business with some people, so I don't think sometimes we actually know what's really going on with people. We don't research enough. How do you feel about that? You always think that you know somebody.
People are shady. That's just, you know, that's it in a nutshell. So in order to avoid any of the messiness, get your business together. Get it in black and white, because if you don't and you think that you did it on something like this, my homeboy, this my home girl, you know, I know she won't do me like that, this, that, and the other, and you end up, you know, people are selling your music somewhere else, you know, like I said, you go to the studio, your master copy is being displayed and, you know, being sold. You have no idea about that. You know what I'm saying? It's just like a lot of things that people do are because they're greedy, you know, for the money. That's why I say stay hungry but don't get greedy, because greed will have you doing all kinds of things, breaking friendships, you know, years of friendships, relationships, things of that nature. So you definitely have to get it in black and white to protect yourself as well as the other person.
And this is the other thing, guys. I want to know your feelings on when it comes to business. Dealing with family members and friends in business, do you feel that it's keen? Is it advisable to tell people that, oh, work with my family, oh, that's my homeboy and stuff like that? Should you or should you sign a contract when it comes to your family, or should you just let them ride? I want to know how you feel about that, Bugsy.
I mean, that's iffy. Prime example, look at Max B. Took him how long to get out that joint he was just in, and that was supposed to be, you know, like connections through hood peoples, man. You know what I mean? Contract or no contract, man. It's a 50-50 jump off, man.
How do you feel about that, Ebony? How you feel about that? Getting to, you know, should you sign a contract with your family member, or should we let them ride because that's family?
Me personally, I think you should sign a contract with everything, because if I wasn't related to my cousin, how would I do it? I got to look at people as, this is a business outside of, even my friends, this is a business outside of relationships. This is a business. You know what I'm saying? So I have to have that mindset as that, because anybody else is not going to give you the leeway. You know what I'm saying? You have to treat everything according to, it's about how you want things done. You know, if you want your family to be able to come in and do whatever it is that they do or what have you and not do what they're supposed to do and you still accept that, then that's totally, you know, they get a little bit of leeway. You know what I'm saying? But in the end, business is business, you know, and family sometimes do you wrong more than a stranger. So, I mean, that's just life that teaches you that. I just think that anybody has to be about their business first. So if you put it in black and white, it is what it is. They know.
That's what it
is. You know, it just really just stamps the seal of approval that you know this is a business. This is what you're signing. This is what you have to do. These are the demands. And you have to come to them like, look, you know, when things don't go right, you got to come at them like, you know, look, if I was anybody else, this would not be able to be happening, you know? And I want to know, why is it think that family and friends can come and get over on you being a family member, but then they will respect the next man?
Oh, how you feel about that, Genius?
Well, I can tell you, being in the business, I have a bunch of examples. Like, my brother is actually signed to my label. I can tell you, first off, you have to separate, you know, family from business. We do everything by the book, you know what I'm saying, in black and white, even though that's my own brother, you know what I'm saying. We do everything black and white, and I've even dealt with issues as far as cousins and things like that. Everything has to be in black and white so that it actually, you know, legally, you know, helps us all in the end. And I'm actually more stricter with my family than I am with anyone else because, as they have said, you know, sometimes family feel because you do certain things that there's some obligation of, you know, you owe me, so to speak, or, you know, that you can gain certain things. But you have to do things from a business aspect, you know, and at the end of the day, that's what it's about. You know, and to elaborate on one of the things you said about publishing, it's very important that people own their publishing. If you don't, 50% off the top goes to the publisher. You know, and it's only $75. I'm a member of ASCAP. $75 to become a self-publisher, okay? $125 to actually have your own publishing company to publish other people. That's not hard, people. That's really not hard. You know what I'm saying? You blow that on a night out at the movies or going to the club, you know? And it's definitely important when in business, you know, even if it's friendship, you know, that you document everything, not just word of mouth, you know what I'm saying, so that you cover all the angles. I've dealt with issues where, you know, you go in other studios and stuff, and like Ed was saying, that, you know, people can easily steal, you know, people can steal your stuff. I had somebody bootleg one of my mom actually bought one of my albums from a bootlegger at a Safeway, you know. You know, thinking you can trust. And my own cousin actually, you know what I'm saying, was one of the people that made that possible. So, you know, handling business is definitely important. I can't stress that enough. You know what I'm saying? I do everything by the book, you know, so that I ensure that certain things transpire. So I encourage everybody to make sure they handle their business and have people around you that you can trust. If you can't trust them, whether it's family or friends, you don't need them around you.
That's the truth. And the thing about it is you got to analyze the people around you. Are they causing you to be productive, or are they causing you to pull back and actually weighing on your situation? Are they pulling you back, or are they lifting you up? And that's the question you have to ask when you're dealing in business. Is this beneficial to me? Is this beneficial to me? If it's not beneficial to me, if I'm not getting more contact, if I'm not getting more awareness or more knowledge or education or financially or something out of the situation, I should not be doing it. That's the question that we have to ask. Is this beneficial to me? Have you built relationships with other people through a network or something like that? That is the situation you need to ask yourself. If not, if it's always gimme, 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 then what is the purpose of you having that person around you? That's the situation that we have to think about. So if you're just tuning in, you're live on Lush Radio Online, and right now you're listening to Let's Talk About Business, man. We're giving you some context, management information, different things that you need to know to make your business project or whatever you're doing a little bit more better. But quick sidebar, Coast to Coast Mixtapes and iStandardProducers.com presents the second annual Coast to Coast Convention, August 27th to the 29th, 2010, Newport Beach Resort, Miami, Florida. Log on to www.coast2coastconvention.com. And that's not T-W-O, it's the number two. The Coast to Coast Convention is a professional music industry networking event focusing on the new music industry. The event is to put on by Coast to Coast Mixtapes in association with iStandard Producers and many more other industry sponsors. It will be a weekend of a long series of events based in Miami, Florida, and the main panel event will be hosted by DJ Hatch and Will, featuring presentations on marketing, promotions, new media, industry etiquette, and production tips, and promotion, and much, much more. Hundreds of music industry guests and celebrities will be in attendance. So you guys definitely need to go check that out. I'm definitely a media sponsor, Lush Radio Online. So, and we're also, Lush Radio Online is looking for two interns If I'm not going to be able to go there, I need two interns to be able to go to Florida, or if you're in the Florida area, if you like to represent Lush Radio Online out there, definitely contact me at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com, and we'll definitely get you some media passes so you guys can go on there and catch that footage and network for Lush Radio Online, and also get some experience and field experience on actually doing some promo. You know, and definitely
as long as your credentials check out.
You said what?
I said as long as your credentials check out. We're just not sending anybody.
You said don't look for a free trip.
Yeah, I need a vacation.
Yeah.
I'm calling on the other line, love.
You said you're calling on other lines. anybody that wants to be a media sponsor or for performance slots, you can email Coast to Coast Mixtapes at coast2coastmixtapes@gmail.com and let them know that you were referred by Lush Radio Online. You heard it live on the show. So it's going in, man. You know what I'm saying? Coast to Coast Mixtapes are doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of people doing some things in August. And we're working on a lot of things, man. Some quick things also when it comes to promotion, right? Utilize your resources, man. A lot of you guys got a lot of connects. Start with your neighborhood first, man. Start with the people you know in your neighborhood and then work your way up. Or start with the little people that you got and build some kind of coalition and work together. Like, you can take that jam, and he has bread, and you got peanut butter, and you got the other piece of bread. Let's make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. What's good? You know, let's start little by little, okay? A lot of people are looking at different things how to promote, right? Every city has their own local little city paper. City paper, take an ad, maybe a couple of lines. I do promotions or something like that. Put in a 1-800 number or a quick number like an answer machine number and leave get calls on there and see how your business turns around. Try a campaign and do that for like a whole month or 4 weeks. Find your neighborhood or average out the prices of newspapers in your area and see how much it costs to put in the ad. Try it out. Everybody reads newspapers, even if they read it online. You could do the online version or you could do the paper version. You know, a lot of people ride public access, and they pick up the paper. In the D.C. metropolitan area, everybody gets the Express. It's a free newspaper. So you can go out there and take an ad out in there or the city paper, either one, or Washington Post or the New York or Washington Times. Or New York, you know what I'm saying? Go to New York, you know, they got their city's paper. They got the Village Voice, all kinds of different joints. You could take out an ad in there or whatever you're doing when it comes to promotion. Also, get in contact with the local editors, the local writers in these local papers. Find out those different people and contact them and see if they can do a cover story on you. If not a cover story, even a small section. You know, a lot of them need a deadline and they need something to write about, so maybe you can give them something to write about. So contact those people, because if you really want to get your buzz in your neighborhood, where's the place that most people look at? They look at the local paper. So check that out. Also, on top of that, you know, on regular channels and stuff, get in contact with the people that are doing the public access television shows and try to get on there. You need to be able to learn how to network and use your resources in your area. Also, you can write your own newsletter. You can write your own newsletter. People send newsletters via email, but remember, you can also drop newsletters in libraries, which is a free place where people pick up stuff, or stands where they say put free stuff at, and you could drop your newsletter there, and people could pick it up for free. So you're spreading your information out there, and how much does it cost to go to Kinko's and do like 100 copies after you type one, or you can, if you have your own printer, do it yourself. We have to learn how to be self-sufficient in order for us to make to get to where we need to be. So, but anyway, I mean, how do you guys feel about, you know what I'm saying, some of the things that I just talked about in regards to promoting your stuff and getting your words out there, Ebony? Ebony, you there? Hello? Okay. Genius? Genius, you there?
I'm here. I think it's very important. You touched on a lot of things. I mean, definitely start local. Start with the people that you know. That's definitely important in building that, and try to explore and, you know, abuse every last, you know, outlet that we have, you know, that's possible, and especially in the technological age that we live in nowadays where everything's online. I mean, abuse that, you know what I'm saying? It's not hard to create a blog. Not hard to post online newsletters, and like you said, even talking to a lot of the editors, and a lot of people, you know, think people wouldn't be open to doing a lot of things, but, you know, you never know until you try. All you have to do is present it to them in the right way, you know, and you can open a lot of doors for yourself. And like you said, especially if you're in the DMV, the city paper, there's a whole list of, you know, newsletters and papers that they have here, you know what I'm saying, that you could abuse a lot of those opportunities with. You know, so I
yeah,
mean, that's definitely. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm going to cut you off, Lauren.
No, you good. But the other thing that I was going to also say, for you guys that have like clothing line, you guys that have a service, do a commercial. You can go to the like to the local cable company, whether it's Clear Channel, whether it's you know Comcast. You can talk to them about doing a commercial spot and how much the slots cost. People don't never utilize none of that stuff. They think it's Google expensive, and really it's not that much. But if you want to find more information about that, you can contact me at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com. Or you can research it yourself, or you can save yourself time by just contacting me about more information. But it's so many things that people just overlook when it comes to trying to put their word out there and stuff like that. Ebony, you back with us?
Oh, yeah.
She said like she never left.
You got to blame Sprint. We love it.
Oh, man. So Ebony, when we're talking about utilizing, you know, our resources and stuff, you want to elaborate about that in regards to utilizing our resources?
Yeah, we actually, out in California, we have something called a reader. It is a free publication. It is in major, you can get it from gas stations that have the stores in there. You can get it from the libraries and things like that. It has advertisements in there where you can purchase it. And it's a free publication that's available to everyone. We also have something that is distributed, which is a free publication that's distributed in your, you know, through your mail, and which is it's called a reader. Well, no, that one's called a reader. It's called a weekly. It's given once a week, and it's called a weekly. I forgot the name of the dang on thing. But anyway, it's a free publication. I'll give you that information later. But it's a free publication. You get it in your mail with all your sales and advertisements. And they also have spots. There is free newspapers out here as well, which is your city newspapers that you can also advertise in. And a lot of things, too, is that you can go on Craigslist and put ads on there as well. I mean, people who don't read newspapers anymore, you know, and, you know, don't pay attention, don't actually, you know, read their from their junk mail or what have you, you can go to Craigslist. A lot of people in different areas, state to state, use Craigslist. So you can go into entertainment or whatever your specific is, you know, put that up there and let people know that you're available for contracting, you're available for promotions, for media and things of that nature. So that's a good way to put out your information as well. So, and also, you know, like you said, Lush, you have to be, you have to be a person that someone can approach. You know, you have to be a person that likes, a friendly person. Because you can be in a hair salon and talking to, a stylist, you know, telling her some things of what you do, you know, and find out that she may have a son or daughter that models, you know. So you might be in promotions. You might talk to her regarding, you know, promoting her, you know. So it's like every hand washes each other if you just open your mouth and start talking to people. You know, don't walk around with a frown on your face all the time. Walk around with a smile if you're in this business, because you never know who you're going to meet, you know. And if you're always ready and you stay ready, you don't have to get ready.
That's what it is. That's the truth. I want to know what's the publications out there in Boston. What's the free publications out there so people can inquire about Bugsy? What's some free publications y'all got in Boston?
Boston's real tight. The only free joint they got out here is Newsweek. It's like a little article that's free. You got, like, people handing them out at bus stations and things like that, man. But Boston's real tight about giving out stuff for free around here, man, unless it's, like, looking for jobs or houses. I say, and mainly in Boston, man, they encourage you to go get it, man. Promotion is 90% of the whole business aspect out here. Like, you got to get up off your ass and get it. Because out here, it's mostly, like, I mean, don't get me twisted, we got the hoods and shit like that, but they tan them down. Like, the upper class, the white collar, they really changing mass around, so it's not too much free. But they do Comcast and things like that. They do free, well, it's not too free, but it's cheap. You can put your little ads and joints on a TV. They fill it, they target people that are interesting things that you're promoting, so it's only targeting people that deal with whatever you're promoting. They don't just give it to anybody. But like I said, yeah, Boston's like real, real tight. So, I mean, if you're not out here promoting yourself or trying to get your foot in the door, you're going to be left outside hungry like a motherfucker.
Oh, well, let me just add something. The publication out here is not free. You do have to pay for ad space. However, the book itself is free, so anybody can pick it up. But you do have to pay for ad space. That's how they make their money, by giving you a free book of different paid-for advertisements.
Yeah, I don't know if we had miscommunication, but to let you guys know, we're not saying that you can get a free ad in the papers. We're saying that you can pay for your ad space, but it doesn't cost that much, depending on how big of a slot you want. You want a full page, you want a business card size, you just want a couple of words. You have to pay for your ad space, but the publication is free for anybody to pick up. They don't have to pay for it. And, you know, average person, when they say it's free, people will just pick it up just to be nosy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
if you want to make it free, an idea, a way for you to actually get some free publication, start with your local businesses, like the SBAs, a lot of the small businesses. If you have an idea and you're trying to advertise, go to them. They're trying to advertise as well. So if you're actually making a little newsletter that you're trying to do at home, go to them and tell them, look, if you can actually sponsor this for us, we'll actually do all of your ads and everything. This is just one way of being able to do it. At all your little local stores and new clothing lines and things like that, you can actually have them actually sponsor it, and that'll pay for all of your printing. You know, that's another way of being able to do it. You have to have a hustler's mentality going in. You know, and you definitely have to be creative, you know, to actually get it done. And I always say, if you really want something done, you know, you'll find a way, you know. And if you talk to enough people, they'll show you how if you don't know how.
Yeah, and if you want something done, sometimes, hey, you got to do it yourself or find the right people that suit the fancy, that are able to take care of the task, because, you know, some people are not cut out to do everything, you know, and that's what it is. We're going to go to a quick song, and we'll be back in a few minutes on Lush Radio Online. We're talking about business. Let's talk business. Movado and Statius, man, coming to my room. We'll be back in a quick second on Lush Radio Online.
I want to make love. The girl say her first boyfriend is a live in a gym. Don't bet you all love him, gone by ice cream. No what this man, no the pan, the gully team. The girl them see the gully girl and start scream.
Baby, come into my room. Lay me high, higher than the moon. Baby, come into my room.
Baby, me a come. Me and the man who be in your room. Me girl come over, make me love you from top. Me have the key,
pussy up on the lock. Me love her run over, you say baby no stop. Your sweat till you weak, you die for your mop. So little things, pretty little pet. Come make we go, what we go bust a sweat. I'm here to hang your sets and bring your sexual happiness. We no have no secrets for keep, make we confess. We're rolling in the deep,
you're pulling on my dress.
People could have seen,
but I could have care. Dying to get in between the sheets.
My baby, them don't know the rest.
Baby, come into my room. Take me higher than the moon. Baby, come into my room.
Baby, me I come, me I come.
Baby, what's in the room?
It get no calmer, it's the drama. To pull off night, my papa fit armor. See us from the gully corner. She wanna ride it like a yama. Think of one time me love Tishana. But the middle of the rumor in a corner. Put her in a coma or a trauma. From a girl thing, gully got run on ya. The girls them know I'm a hard performer. A girl in a me house a sing soprano. Sexy Joanna from Botswana. Me and her make love a Ghana. Baby,
come into my room. Take me high, high, higher than the moon. Baby, come into my room.
My lady, y'all say our first boyfriend did I live in a gym. How could I want to him? Yeah, sexy ladies. For all you sexy girls out there, just wanna let you know, Mr. Brooks wanna hold you.
Think about our naked bodies against each other.
Yes, go ahead, girl.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Yo, what up? This is Amiz, and you rocking out with my girl on LushRadioOnline.com. The energy in here is crazy, baby. I love it. Famous Enterprises, Amiz.
That's what it is, and we're back on Lush Radio Online talking about business. Yo, we dropped mad contacts down. You know what I mean? We're talking about business. The question is, though, the main question is, do you think that we should sign contracts with our families or our homeboys? We got so many situations where you're like, yo, that's my homeboy, that's my brother, that's my family. But at the end of the day, your family can still mess you over at the end of the day if you have no contract. But how do you feel about it, people? Call in at 347-826-7722. Let's talk business. And we're back on the line with the beautiful Ebony, my co-host. And my boy Bugsy live in the building. And we got my girl Ebony live in the building with me. And we're also going to have my boy Keith live on the line, the VP of TJ's DJs live with us on Lush Radio Online. And we got my boy Genius. We got a new caller from the 201. Jersey in the building, what up?
Yo, what's good, what's good?
What's good, 201? What's good, what's your name?
This is Q calling in. You should know my voice by now, Lush.
I mean, I can't tell sometimes because you be sounding different sometimes. I be scared. I don't be known.
How's everyone doing tonight? I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Making me a little bit of dinner. You know how I do.
He always chefing. He stay in the kitchen.
Yo, the thing is, this must be split. What's going on, my brother?
No, that's Bugsy.
That's Bugsy.
Oh, Bugsy, what's good, man? What's good? Yeah,
exactly,
I stay
man.
In that kitchen, man. I don't got a good woman to cook for me, so I got to cook for myself. That's the only way I'm going to stay fat and plump like I am.
Exactly. Oh, man. Here we go, man. Q, you crazy as hell. But look, man, I want to ask you a question. If you're doing any business with anybody, right, but when it comes to your family, do you feel like, even though that's your family or your homeboy, do you feel like you need to sign a contract with them, yes or no, and why?
I mean, yeah, you got to sign a contract with anybody nowadays. I mean, I hate to say, but family is the one who will do you the most dirtiest because they feel they got that right to do it. You know, your homeboy you may have grown up with, you know, they feel like they deserve that because they came up through the struggle with you and everything. So, yeah, you got to definitely have a contract nowadays, you know, because, I mean, you don't have a contract, you end up broke, you know, you might end up bankrupt, whatever it may be. You know, that's just to safeguard yourself.
That's what it is. That's what it is. I myself feel that. I don't care if you my family, you my friend. I done been effed over from family to friends and all that and people you try to help out. Hey, look, I'm sorry to say, you got to sign a contract, you know? You know, you got to sign a contract. At the end of the day, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how close because you heard what they say, when you give a nigga money, they get a little funny, okay? So, you know, and the thing about it is that, you know, if they want to mess you over when it comes to small money, will they mess you over when it comes to big money? So you got to really understand that, like, you know, family, you might love them to death, but at the end of the day, your family will run out on your money and act like they never knew you in their life, you know?
Yeah,
so that's
of course.
The
I mean, family, do you, I mean, you love them all, you want to see everybody be successful and everything, but family, I mean, I hate to say it, is the one who will hurt you the most.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, family, love them to death, but when it comes to money,
right.
You know, I mean, I hate to say it, they say when you get money, I'm never going to leave the hood, but what's the first thing you do when you get money? You get the fuck out of the hood, you know? So, I mean, come on, keep it real, keep it like what it is. I mean, I love you. I'm gonna make sure you're not gonna want, but I'm not gonna give you control of my money or let you take advantage of me.
That's the truth. That's the truth. And I mean, even you know, y'all remember the Ray Charles movie and stuff, right? And y'all remember when Ray, you know, he was blind, right? But he had his homeboy. This was his homeboy for years. But his homeboy for years was robbing him of his money until a person that was about real business came along and say, nah, Ray, they've been robbing you of your bread. So,
right.
You know, people take advantage of situations, you know?
Right.
I mean, and you got people like, take for instance, TLC. We love TLC, but remember the situation they was in with Pebbles, you know? Pebbles, you know what I'm saying, was, you know, taking their money and stuff like that, and they had to file bankruptcy. Now, this was
right.
an award-winning group. And they, you know, a Grammy Award-winning group, and they freaking had to file bankruptcy, you know? Say, for instance, you know, same thing, you know, and also with business managing your money. Like Tony Braxton,
right.
How many times did she file bankruptcy, you know? MC Hammer, Red Fox died broke, you know?
Right.
Tupac died broke. You got people signing the contract, oh, that's my homie, they going to look out for me. Hell no. You get stuck
right.
in contracts that you can't even get out of. And a lot of them are referred by the homie or the friend.
The homies, exactly.
You know?
Right.
Homies,
exactly.
I get down with the homies. Homies over us. <home.
laughs>
You know,
that's crazy.
You know, I mean, it's just insane. You know, what people get themselves stuck into. And see, at the end of the day, people, we can't blame nobody but ourselves because we
yeah.
were too lazy. We were too lazy and we were too trusting. And remember, we have to deal with our actions. We cannot blame anybody else but ourselves. You didn't sign a contract with your mother, and your mother went and withdrew every last penny you had from your bank account, and she rode off to another country. And now you broke, and she don't care, cause she gone. But that's my mama, though. Oh, well, mama ain't care that you was son, you know? So sometimes you really got to, and also, if you have a business account and you have, because you know every time when you LLC your business and you get a business account, you can add separate different people to be under that business to actually have a card. Man, make sure you trust the person you're dealing with, because when they start signing off the shit, these people might be having parties, buying bottles, all kinds of stuff, and then your bank account is dry. So make sure you really know who you're trusting when it comes. I mean, I done seen brothers fall apart when it comes to business. I really honestly don't feel that family should work together. Because when families start working together, they get lax. They think they can do things when they want to do them. They really don't care as much whether it's a person that you really don't know. You understand? They're going to, a person that you don't know will work extra hard, you know, versus your family. Oh, well, that's my family. I get it to them. I got a deadline, but yeah, man, I get it, you know, because that's my brother. You know, if I don't do it, he'll do it. What if he don't have time to do it? That was your job. That was your responsibility, you know?
Well, you can't be scared of tomorrow.
You know, that's the problem. That's the situation that we go through when it comes to family and stuff like that. I got some more contacts and stuff to give y'all out there. Definitely some more contacts to give you guys out there. I got a directory for international stuff because a lot of people want to go, you know, international with the international market, and they're trying to figure out different labels that they can deal with. To let you guys know, back in the day and even till now, there are a lot of independent artists who are going to record labels outside of the U.S. to get their break-in. They'll go outside of the U.S. and they'll get with a label, and a label will fund them. And then they will come back to the U.S. So that's another method that you can use. You can go outside. Now, it's a whole bunch of different record labels that I got, you know, in different countries, a whole bunch of different countries and stuff. I got this country right here is in, they're in Buenos, they're actually, this one is called Dead Records. Their email is deadrecords@hotmail.com. Dub Music Production, the email is thescience@dubmusic.com. Uncanny Records, the website is www.uncanny.com. And Wicked Entertainment, sales@wickedentertainment.com. And Yucca Tree Records. I don't really know what that website is, but I got one in Buenos Aires and stuff. They got one in Buenos Aires. It's called Maloga Productions, and it's MILONGA@musicians.org. So we got a couple of joints. Like, I got a whole bunch of, like, joints overseas. Like, if you're looking for overseas record labels, I got a whole bunch of them over here, you know. You know, I got stuff in Canada. I got stuff in Germany. You know, if you're looking for that record label overseas, man, holla at me. We could definitely, you know, look through the directory and definitely give you that information. Because it's so many different things you can do. Try doing overseas. Just even like the pop stars, like you remember NSYNC? They got big overseas before they came over here. A lot of people got big overseas before they came over here, you know. Mm-hmm. And you know, for real, that euro is worth more than the dollar. So, you know, you can go ahead and get that euro money because it is actually nice. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
Get that euro, you know what I'm saying? Get that euro, you know, and come back here and then, you know, do your thing. I mean, if you're looking for something in Finland, I got one in Finland called Blue Light Records, and their telephone number is 358-9-75-1728. Their email is bluelight.records@co.intet.fi. So, I mean, I got all kinds of different places and stuff, man. It's just a whole list of directories of different places in different countries, you know, that you're looking for if you want to go overseas. I mean, I even got publications overseas and studio. I got different studios, you know, out there that you can go to, you know what I mean? So just let us know what you need. And also, I implore you, if you got questions, we can answer them live on air. Send the questions to CEO Lush Radio Online at gmail.com, and we can answer your questions about what you need. And for people that keep asking me, once again, how do you get an interview on Lush Radio Online? Ebony, can you please tell them again so they can stop bothering me?
Well, first you need to do is Genius has been so kind to give us a website on his site, and you can go to geniusmusic.com, select promo, and you can look at the sponsorship package. Become a sponsor of Lush Radio Online. That guarantees you to have your songs played on the radio as well as getting an interview. So if you're interested in getting an interview online, you need to go to geniusmusic.com, select promo. Select the greatest package that's going to be for you and your budget. They're, you know, very wisely and agreed on price, and you can definitely email me at mrsohio9226@yahoo.com for serious inquiries only. And we have a PayPal information to ceolushradio.com. So as soon as you're ready to do business, you know, go ahead and select that site, and we can go ahead and help you out.
Definitely, we can definitely do that, and you know, we definitely, and also, you know, make sure that's, you know, that's definitely, you know, for the promo. But like, if you're like a PR person and you want to find out the information and you're dealing with a big client, you need to email cookielushradio@gmail.com, and we can definitely get that cracking for you, man. Because I'm really tired of you guys sending me these things on my timeline. And another thing, let's talk about Twitter etiquette, man, because there's some retardos on Twitter that don't know the proper etiquette when it comes to Twitter. And we need to really, like, drill it in their head and inform them. But before we get into the Twitter etiquette, I think we got one of my guests, the wonderful Keith, VP of TJ DJs and also author, is live on the line with us. Greetings, Keith.
Yo, what's good? How's everybody?
How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing real well this afternoon.
That's
what's
up. This show on Wednesdays, we talk about Let's Talk About Business, and I was giving out you know, some record labels out overseas, and I also gave some management contacts out there for the people to get in contact with, and also some publishing companies out there for the people. And we talked about. And also we talked about, you know, when it comes to business, we talked about the business plan, LLCing, incorporating your business. Also, be mindful of the people you do business with. And on top of that, the question of the day, I want you to answer that. But let me go ahead and give you your Lush Radio love, because, you know what I'm saying, we're just so happy and glad to have you here. So, you know, the crowd just wanted to just give you some claps, you know. They just want to give you some
claps. Thank you. I feel like Jay-Z having a standing ovation. I appreciate it. For having me, I appreciate it.
That's what it is. That's what it is. And we have my lovely co-host, the beautiful and lovely Ebony, representing the California area.
Hey,
and
Ebony.
Hello. How you doing?
Yeah, I can tell by your voice. I agree.
And we also have our boy Bugsy representing the Boston area, and also Genius Live from the DMV. We're going to open up their mics in a quick second.
Hold on. You said Boston, right?
Yeah, Boston.
Hey, my brother's birthday. He lives in Boston. I want to give a shout out to my brother Marcus, man.
That's what it is. I want you to go ahead and to shout out to him before we get into this interview, babe.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. Well, first off, thank you for having me. So I want to give a shout out to you, Ms. Lush, because you know, without you, none of this would be possible. And I appreciate that, first off. And then secondly, I want to give a shout out to my brother. Like I said, it's his birthday today, June 2nd. So one time for all them Geminis out there. And then shout out to everybody that's been a part of my long and crazy ride thus far, man. I appreciate everything, and looking forward to seeing what's gonna happen in this near future.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Keith.
Yeah.
Keith has actually been on my show. This is the second time I have been blessed to have Keith on my show. But
that's
Keith has been going on a long voyage and venture, you know, being the VP of TJ's DJs,
right.
And also, you know, becoming an author, and
right.
Which his book will soon be coming out soon, and you know, and also being a public speaker and, you know, talking to people about business and things like that, and also getting his extra sexy on. He took the glasses off to make the lady to sexy. So doing his thing, you know. So Keith, man, just give people a quick synopsis of what you do and all your different aspects and stuff, and let them know, you know, the people out there.
Well, basically with me, right, I've realized that I've been blessed to have quite a great life, right? But I feel like in order for you to really enjoy life, you have to teach one others, you know what I'm saying? So what I do is I like to help people who help themselves. So through my journey, I picked up some knowledge along the way. You know, like you said, I've been with TJ's DJs for about 13 years, even when we were in a two-bedroom townhouse way back in the day as an intern in college. You know, took it all in through helping artists grow like T-Pain, Rick Ross, David Banner, all the way up to the Ozone Awards, the TJ's DJ's Tastemakers Conferences. I handle all the, you know, preparation along with my team. What's happening, man? You all right? Hey, what type of DJ Boezy, man? Just happened to show up. I'm getting an interview right now. Say hello to the people.
Two times for the people from Boezy.
Yeah, he DJs over at the Moon in Tallahassee, man. Good people if you ever come on a Saturday. Anyway, as I was saying, so I like to help others who help themselves. So, like, when I've been going through my journey, I realized that I've been running into people coming up to me now. Like, you know, I like the circle of life that Simba said, you know, in Lion King. You know, it's not my turn to give back. So what I did was, you know, I'll help people who want to help themselves by creating a mix CD called the Money Making Mix CD. It's a business CD. Hello?
Hello, we still waiting.
Oh yeah, I caught a lot of static right there. I guess the girl must be tapping in on the phone.
I don't know. Maybe the man is looking at it. The man's trying to shut
it down. Go ahead.
Go ahead,
Frank. So I was saying, so you know, I help people help themselves. So you know, they'll come to me with certain questions like, you know, how do I get my record played? How do I approach a DJ? You know, what can I do to increase my marketing? You know, what can I do to get out there? So people come to me with these questions, and I would keep answering them. But I realized that I hate repeating myself. So what I did was I created the Money Making Mixtape, which is me answering a bunch of common questions that I get through the industry. And you can find it on mmmgetmoney.biz. Again, that's mmmgetmoney.biz. But, you know, I've created two volumes of that. The first one, I realized that I'm also not the smartest man in the room at all times. So I got people that are expert in their craft, right? So the first set I got, Too Short. Everybody knows Too Short, right? West Coast fans in the house, what's happening? You know, Too Short to me is somebody I looked up to coming up. You know, even when I was in high school listening to Born to Mac and The Ghetto and things like that, I was like, yeah, man, Too Short is the shit. Man. Oh, I'm sorry, can I cuss on you? I know we sat on the radio.
Wait, what you gotta do, though?
Okay, cool. So, so I got him on there just helping artists understand how to have a lot of longevity in his career. You know, because I don't know if you were, but Too Short is one of the only few rappers in the course of history that's finished out of contract. Not only that, but two, you know, back to back. So that is seven albums per contract. So, you know, he's doing his thing. But he taught me how, you know, artists need to make sure they stay true to themselves even as they grow, you know, among a few other things. So we had him on the first volume. And then second volume, we had Wendy Day. I don't know, have you had Wendy Day on the show before? Have you discussed her at all?
We haven't had Wendy Day on the show, but I met Wendy Day. She always does stuff with Kim Ellis and stuff. They're actually,
right.
They do the they also do their seminars in regards to marketing and business and stuff. She, both of them are definitely big women that impact, you know, the industry and stuff when it comes to, especially down south. I know more people are more familiar with her down south versus the East Coast area. But majority, because I always go to the different events and stuff, so I'm very familiar with Wendy Day. She's a very influential young lady when it comes to the industry.
I agree, but you know what her forte really is, the deals, the art of the deal. You know, she's the one who pioneered Rick Ross, excuse me, I'm sorry. She broke Twista out of his deal. She got Cash Money's $30 million deal, the one with the Universal. Then she also set up the one with No Limit, which at that time is historic because no independent company has ever dictated terms the way that No Limit did coming in the game, and she did that. She got David Banner set straight. You know, she's done a lot of different things all the way up to Young Buck now, but she does something called the Rap Coalition. And basically what it is yeah, it's like legal aid for artists. You know, and it's pretty cool to have somebody that's on your side when you walk into the boardroom. You know, the trouble I've noticed that with a lot of independents and artists is that they just want to go get a deal, but they don't know what that really entails or even if that's an option that they want. So I had her help explain, you know, the pluses and minuses of both those decisions.
You're breaking up again. I think the man is, like, on your back, dog. Like, you're breaking up.
Well, I keep pacing back and forth. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. You got that white dude with the pistons behind you. You good?
Yeah. I was kind of halfway in the session. My fault. But now I'm outside in a nice Florida sunshine and air as it's setting the sunset. So I'm feeling pretty good.
Okay. Yeah. So you had Wendy Day over there with you. Dropping information and which what you just said is very essential to people to let them know is that. You know, when it comes, everybody's chasing this so-called deal, but they don't know what the deal entails, which is a problem. And also, you have situations with misrepresentation. And on top of that, people that are not educated of what a deal entails and also when it comes to contracts, you know.
Right.
So Wendy Day is definitely, a good person to really be in contact with when it comes to things like that. But I'm going to go ahead and throw it to my I'm going to go ahead and throw it to my co-host because I know we got some people blowing up the lines trying to talk to you, Keith.
All right, cool. I love questions. Bring them on.
All right. Ebony, you have a question for Keith?
Yes, Keith. The question that I want to know is that let our listeners know how important it is to get your business together before you do anything, whatever deal that you decide to do. You need to let our listeners know how important it is to have your business together.
And is this Ebony?
Yes.
Ah, okay, cool. I'm trying to make sure I match the voice to the face, you know, that's all. with the business, right, people have to understand that the reason it's called the music business is because it's two sides of the same coin. You know, just because you handle the music side, you know, every now and then the coin's going to come up tails, you know what I'm saying? So you got to be prepared on both sides of the fence. You know, it's great to have a great record. You know, you got the streets hot and all that. But what happens then? How you actually get money from that? And that's when the business takes over. You know, you got to make sure that this music that you create, you profit from. Because at the end of the day, this is your creation. Why would you want somebody to get a licks off of you? You know what I'm saying? So make sure that you get your fair share. And the only way to do that is to know what you're doing. And granted, I don't know everything. Nobody really knows everything. But I know how to find out what I need to find out. You know what I'm saying?
Right, and it's really important to read your contract because sometimes people try to, you know, hold you into things more than a year. You might have to make 5 albums, 3-year contracts, things like that. So you can have your 5 albums, but you're still in there for the remainder of the 3 years, the duration. So people need to know, they need to read their contracts. They need to know who they're signing contracts, what their jobs are in order to to renegotiate or get out of their contracts. Because if you do sign the contract and people are not doing what they're supposed to be doing, you know, you think that you have to stay in that contract when you can get out of that contract. But people don't know because they don't do the research. So
right.
You have to have a strong team that's knowledgeable and have a business lawyer.
Right, that's true. And one of the things I've also learned is that in negotiation, you don't get what you deserve. You get what you negotiate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the only way that you can really negotiate is usually from a point of strength. And the best way of doing that is making sure that you have the justification for the demands you make. You know what I'm saying? So you got to make sure that you have a strong fan base. And it's not one of those things, I got my clicks up on Twitter or I got my, you know what I'm saying, all these Facebooks. That's cool. But you got to be able to, when that person goes into the market, have no choice but to hear your music, hear your product, hear what you're doing. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is.
Indeed. I'm sorry. I'm thinking about it real quick. For those who really want to understand power games, there's a great book I recommend. You know, I'm going to put you on some game now. So go ahead and grab a pen, paper, open up your notepad on your iPhone and your BlackBerry. Go ahead. All right, cool. The book is called The 48 Laws of Power by Robert Greene. That shit will open up so many doors for you that you won't even imagine until after you read it. So there you
go. Everybody get that? 48 Laws of Power by Robert Greene. You
very
know,
good.
So guys, definitely check that out. And also, you know, when it comes to business, I always recommend this book, you know, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, you know. And also Russell Simmons, Do You, also. Definitely pick up that book. That's definitely an informative book also.
And I like
but,
Who Moved My Cheese.
Yo, yeah, you remember that? you remember that? Who Moved My Cheese? That
yeah,
was a book
man.
That's a book that we discussed like a couple of a year back, you know what I'm saying, Who Moved My Cheese, and it was about people just being complacent in regards
right.
to, you know, when it comes to business and just the world in general, we become complacent. But we're going to talk more about that too, because thanks for bringing that up, because we're going to talk about that complacentness when it comes to business. We're going to talk
right.
about that in a but you know, when we talk, pick up the books that he definitely stated, because in order for us to really educate ourselves, we need to read. We need to stop being lazy. We need to research the information. And also, you know, going and since we're talking about books, you have a book coming out. Tell us a quick
yeah.
synopsis so we should look what's in there in regards to the book, what are we going to be looking at, and also
right.
what is the due date of this book, and when it does come out, where will we be able to get access to get this book?
Well, basically what it is, I remember I was talking to you about the Money Making Mixtape, but what I decided was that, okay, you know, everybody that listens to music, and that's cool, but sometimes people just like to sit down and really digest words and let their vision take over, you know what I'm saying? So what I did was I created the Money Making Manual, and what it is basically a transcription of the mixtape with a few sprinkles in, and it's an excellent read. Matter of fact, my sister-in-law, Camilla, up in Boston, went ahead and transcribed it for me for the first volume, and it came out great. So I'm spending the final touch on the editing, so hopefully it should be out in July, and you can go to my website and pick it up, mmmgetmoney.biz, which will launch next week, too.
That's what it is. And the thing I wanted to ask was, is there any way that we can do like a money-making book, like giveaway for like the maybe like the 10th caller or something like that?
Yeah,
like give
definitely.
Issue
most definitely. I would love to do that. And the great thing about it is I have physical copies and I also have online versions too. So either way, it's all gravy. So I'm really excited about this project. It's something that, you know, has been a passion project of mine that I saw years ago, but now it's coming to fruition and it's a beautiful thing.
That's what it is, and we'll definitely support you on that on Lush Radio. You know I love
yeah.
you to death, you know, even though sometimes you be trying to act Hollywood and act like you don't want to talk to nobody, but it's all good because I love you.
Remember
Keith.
That.
I love
you,
know, Keith.
I hear you.
I'm playing.
I hear you.
Keith know
it's
that.
It's all about reciprocation, too, now.
Huh?
I said it's all about reciprocation, too. Now, if you don't reach out to me and I don't hear from you either, you can't be mad.
Keith, stop fighting me, okay? Stop fighting me. You on my show,
fair
stop fighting.
You're right.
Keith, you know, but I love Keith to death. Keith is definitely very informative, very intelligent, very beautiful young man, and I definitely love, you know, everything that he does, and he's a representator of TJ's DJs. He goes hard in the paint, and he's a stickler for educating people on things they need to know, because he actually, you know, thrives off of, like, you know, helping people in order for them to better themselves. If you're just tuning in right now, you're live with Keith, VP of TJ's DJs and also author and editor of Money Making, the manual, the book, and also the tape also. And so also I'm going to go ahead and go to my boy over here, Genius. Genius, you got a question for Keith?
Well, first, I just want to say big ups, man. I'm proud of what you're doing because I like to see my people, you know, doing something positive, you know. And,
appreciate that, man.
I know that part of your inspiration you were saying is that, you know, trying to teach people what really drove you, you know, in the beginning to even want to pursue what you're actually doing right now.
Well, for me, business was something I've always been naturally gifted at. You know, not to brag or anything, but, you know, some people know what their gifts are in life, right? So with me, I even had popsicle stands with my brothers when we were sitting out front of my apartment complex. You know, I used to sell candy at school. You know, I used to have those handheld video games like Donkey Kong and all that. Cats would love it. So I said, okay, cool, I'll let you play for a quarter. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've always been cool with that. And I even did national competitions, came back with awards and, you know, medals and all that. Matter of fact, I was the first person to finish business law and finance at Wilson High School's magnet program. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was what I was good at. So for me, I always knew I was going to get into the business world. But I realized that with me, I'd much rather follow my passion than a check, you know? So with me, even my first job, I got working at Putt-Putt Golf and Games as a mascot, waving at cars in the street, right? Now, and picture this, Jacksonville, Florida, so you know it's already like 95 degrees outside in the summertime. I'm in this big oversized coat waving at people, you know what I mean? But I loved it, right? Because I was on the arcade anyway. So for me, I was getting free tokens. I was playing video games right after I finished, man. I was good, you know what I mean? So that's with me. So like, I follow my passion. So that has led me to believe that if you don't follow your passions, you'll be stuck in a cubicle, you know, wondering what happened, you know what I'm saying, watching life go by, and I can't live like that, you know. So I couldn't do the cubicle thing, even though I did a job like that one time at Smith Barney Shearson. I don't know if you know the mortgage company that does stock bonds and things like that. I got an internship there working, but even though I was making, like, a nice amount of money, I just didn't really dig it because all I was doing was sitting in a cubicle, you know, making phone calls. And that was cool and all, man, but it wasn't worth it to me. So I realized that when I do that, it's cool, but I didn't know what my passion was. So by the time I came up to college, I was like, all right, cool. Let me go ahead and figure out what I really want to get into. Like, I said, okay, I don't want to work in a spot where, you know, I feel like I'm boxing, that I can make contributions to whatever it is I do. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you'll be in a company, you make an idea, and everybody shoots it down and nothing happens. I couldn't live like that. You know what I'm saying? So I wanted to be in a part of an organization where my ideas matter. You know what I'm saying? And I could grow from. So I was like, okay, cool. Now that I know what I want to do and don't like, now I can find out what I'm really good at. But I thought about it. I was like, what are my passions? Like, what do I really, really love doing? To me, music, video games, and entertainment all day. And the Jaguars. Go Jaguars. Fight, team, fight. But I realized that my passion was music and entertainment. So I knew that was something I always gravitated towards. You know how it is? Like, somebody in your crew is always that one that has all the music. You know what I'm saying? All the CDs, know every record that comes out before it comes out. You know what I'm saying? That was that dude. So music to me was something I loved. Plus, coming up, y'all know how it was in your house. But, you know, my house, music was the backbone. You know what I'm saying? So I used to listen to the Commodores, you know, Street Life. You know what I'm saying? Like, all the stuff that you hear, samples I heard the originals of. You know what I'm saying? And they opened me to a broader horizon of music. So I was like, cool. Fuck it, man. I get into the music game, right? And as soon as I thought about that, I went to class one day, right, which in itself was kind of cool. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't an everyday thing. I got my education, don't get it wrong, but it was secondary. Anyway, so what I did was I listened to class, right, and dude gave a speech about how he was in the music industry, how he was an artist, and how his label was messing them over by taking CDs and duplicating them and selling them overseas without him knowing. You know what I'm saying? Which is an industry check, so make sure you write that down because that's one of the things they try you on. So when he did gave that speech, I went to my class like, yo, his name was Don at the time. That's what I knew him in class as. And I was like, yo, you know, I see you do this, man. What, you know, you're the only body in town that is in the music game but doing something positive. So he said this dude named TJ was looking for an intern. Now, I was like, all right, cool, but for what? So to work at his record pool. I said, a record pool? What the fuck is a record pool? You know what I'm saying? Like, I never even heard of that, right? So I go, all right, cool, give me his number. So I call him up, and I took advantage of my opportunity. I said, okay, cool, you know, hey, TJ, you know, I got your number from Don. He told me that you're looking for an intern, and I'm looking for something to, you know, to try out. And he's like, all right, cool, come on to the house. So I'm like, I bet. Now, coming from a business background, right, I'm like, so do I need to bring a resume? Do I got to come, you know, suited up? You know what I'm saying? So, nah, man, just come as you are. So I'm like, bet. So I get to the house, right? It's a two-bedroom townhouse. And as soon as he opens the door, on the left side, it's like a narrow hallway, right? On the left side, are nothing but boxes, but like record boxes, right? And on the right side, a number of records. So as I'm walking down, you know, it's one way down, one way out alley. You know what I'm saying? Get to his living room. I'm looking around on the right side. I see these cubby holes of DJs that, you know, I would party with, like DJ Dump here in town. His name was MC Dab at the time, but now DJ Dab. You know, even all the way up to legends like Magic Mike. I see DJ Smurf, you know, DJ Lil Jon. And, yeah, that's D. Lil Jon when he was a DJ. You know what I'm saying? So I'm looking on his board, and I'm like, damn, this dude must be doing all right. And then I see the gold plaque on his wall from So-So Def Volume 1. And I'm like, wow, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm on. I want to get plaques. What's up? You know what I'm saying? But that's what I'm thinking, though. So, you know, we have a conversation. He lets me know, hey, man, straight up, I'm an asshole, man. But if you can hang with it, you know, you know, you can get it. Whatever music you want, you can, you know what I'm saying? And we can ride on that. I was like, bet. So I started coming over to his house, sat on his son's bed, you know, making phone calls to the different record labels, trying to bring in product, you know, corresponding with the DJs, making sure they get all their music right, and it just grew from there. So we went from being in the two-bedroom townhouse out to an office. We had a music store for 5 years, so I was the manager for that, doing the sound scan stuff. I did writing for Ozone, Source, Vibe. I did bios for, like, Blood Raw, you know, it was CTE or was a CTE, Young Cash from Nappy Boy. Plus, I did all types. Like, I interviewed Wayne Wonder. You know what I'm saying? I've had pretty much a nice ride in this game, so now it's my turn to get back and answer questions. So, you know, long story short, that's how I got started, and that's where I'm at.
Yeah, and you know what? You know, when I had Keith on the show, he was actually on the show, like, kind of, like, close to, like, when I kind of first started doing the radio show and stuff like that.
Right.
And everything, and, you know, and I appreciate you. I'm going to tell everybody, like, I appreciate you for coming through, you know what I mean, and coming through on the show. You know, the first time. I truly appreciate that. It was a fun interview, too.
It's my
pleasure.
Oh, and I forgot to mention, too, I'm also the sixth man on the B.O.B. project, so I'm pretty proud about that, too.
Yeah, definitely. And you know what? I got to definitely salute y'all because y'all been grinding hard with B.O.B. TJ and all of y'all, B-Rich, have definitely been grinding hard with B.O.B., and I'm really proud that he actually got a situation, you know, now that I guess he's kind of happy with. So y'all been going in, for real. Y'all been definitely going in and stuff. I'm going to go ahead and throw it to my boy in Boston. You got a question, Bugsy?
Yeah, most definitely. First off, as always, salute. You know what I mean? Big up to everything you do.
Thank you, sir.
Actually, my question was actually Swipe Like Dora by Ebony. So, you know, I had to come up with another one. But, I can't stress it enough, man. Just let people know, man, how big promotion play a part in this whole movement, no matter what you're doing.
Okay, before I answer that question, yeah, I know it's bad form, but I'm going to ask a question to you first, because I got a sports show, too. So how do you think that the Stuff is going to pull this out?
Say that again, you're breaking up.
Since you're from Boston, you think the Celtics is going to pull out another ring?
Oh, man, Celtics all day, baby. Man, listen, fuck L.A., fuck Kobe. No, I got love for everybody, but Kobe's washed. He's done. Celtics
up,
is
man.
Hungry, man. We hungry over here, you know?
Yeah,
this is not a
up.
Sports show. This is an interview.
Hey, in an interview, ask questions, right? That's what we're doing.
The finals is coming up, Rush.
You feel me? I respect the hustle,
y'all
man. I respect the hustle. I respect
y'all
the passion, man. See, my thing is, right, with basketball, I'm a man with no nation, right? Because I was a Knicks fan from, like, Pat Ewing to, you know what I'm saying, all them cats, man, to the Van Gundy Knicks and the whole nine, right? But then when they brought on Isaiah Thomas and he destroyed the team and they turned their back on me, I turned my back on them, and it's been hard ever since. So, you know, I just watch the games to watch the games nowadays. But it should be interesting.
Yo, you sound really vexed over there, Keith. Oh, my God.
I'm passionate about my sports, too. That's why, you know what I'm saying, I'm a big Jaguar fan. I'm a big Florida State Seminole fan. So, you know, anybody out there, show love. Anybody that doesn't, sorry, we'll beat you anyway. But back to your question, homie. Back to your question. On the promo side, man, promotion is very important because what promotion does is it provides a service of people understanding about who you are. So that's how you get famous, on the promotion side. You know, but the thing about it is that promotion is an art form. It's not a matter of, and excuse me, ladies, I don't mean to be vulgar, but this is like when you date a woman, right? You can't come at her with all the gorilla pimping, you know what I'm saying? You got to come back and, you know, be gentle with them, you know, talk to them, find out what they like, you know what I'm saying? And then eventually they'll open up to you, feel me? You know what I'm saying? Promotion is the same way with the people. You can't always come at them with email blasts all day, every day. And you know what I'm saying? Like, my Gmail account is full because I got email blasts for days. You feel me? Like, how many people can say they got a Gmail account full? And that's my second email I got full. You know what I'm saying? So you got to have a personal touch. You know what I'm saying? You got to be able to call and talk to people. People send me music all day, but how many phone calls do I get about their music? You know what I'm saying? It's nowhere near. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying you can flood my phone like that. You know what I'm saying? But at least follow up with your records. You know what I'm saying? How are you going to take the time to spend all that time and energy and money to put a record together but not even care about who gets it or where it goes? I don't understand that. So that's why good promos are very important.
That's the truth. Being personable, you know. Everybody
right.
wants to feel they're important, you know. They want to feel like you actually sent that directly to them, not 50
right.
billion other people, you know. And, you know, also, you know, building rapport with the people that you deal with. Do follow-ups, you know. Somebody give you a business card or whatever, follow up with them, you know what I'm saying? You know,
right.
follow up with them, you know, even if it's a year later. Like, even if it's a month or so, but make sure you follow up. Even if you just ask how you doing, what's
I
up?
I agree with that.
You know,
and, hey,
follow
I'll
up.
I'll put you on some more
game,
too, if you don't mind. I'll put you on some more game, if you don't mind, real quick. Okay, so now you know how you take a card or you write somebody's name down in your phone. Instead of just taking that, take the time to put a notation about that conversation or that person. You know what I'm saying? So when you follow up, you actually know what you can talk about. You know what I'm saying? So, like, in my phone, if I meet you at a club, I'm going to put the name of the club with the name. You know what I'm saying? Or we spoke about this. So that way, when I talk to them, I know how we can coordinate. You feel me?
Yeah, that's the truth. That's what it is. He never lied about that one. We got another caller. It looks like we got a caller from the Jersey area. Is this Q again? Q, what's
Yo. Yes, it is. I'm sorry that I hung up. I had an important business call that come through, and I had to take that. I got good news. The bank just approved me of $250,000 so I can start my business. I am happy as hell.
Hey,
right
congratulations,
now.
Man.
Congratulations. Thanks. That's what we're talking about. Let's talk about business. Let's talk about money. But, Q, that's definitely a wonderful thing to celebrate about. And, Q, do you want to talk to our boy Keith? You have a question for Keith in regards to business?
What's happening, Q?
What's good, man? I right now I'm, like, ecstatic over getting this news and everything. I don't even know where to start from. I'm just listening for right now. I ain't know Lush is going to put me on the spot like she did.
I tell you what, why tell us what you're going to do with it now that you got it?
Oh, well, man, I got approval of $250,000 from the bank. And I'm going to open up a laundromat. It's one-of-a-kind laundromat. It's going to be a laundromat, daycare center, hair salon, and a barbershop. We're going to do commercial laundry, residential laundry, and we're going to do customer pickup and drop-off. What I mean by customer pickup and drop-off, you know, we're not going to just come and pick your clothes up because, you know, I'm funny like that. I don't like people touching my clothes.
Right.
I mean, we will bring you to the laundry mat, and we will bring you back home. You know.
Oh,
like,
okay,
yeah,
so you're the car ride. That's what's up, the carpool.
Yeah.
Nice.
We got the car service, daycare, you know, the beauty salon. Because, I mean, a lot of people, when they go to the laundry, they got other things they got to do, like besides the laundry. They got to get their hair cut. They got to, you know, the women got to get their face and nails done, their hair done, you know. So I'm going to have an all thing in one. You know, kids be running around. I mean, I used to go to a laundromat, see kids running around, I mean, getting on my nerves and everything. I'm going to have a daycare center in there, a playroom for them, you know, with licensed beauticians, licensed barbers, licensed manicurists, even licensed people that's going to be there for the daycare.
Hey, that's
you know,
hot, man. That's a great idea, man.
Hey,
this is what I'm talking about right here.
This is business right here. This is definitely business right here. So for the people out there that are inquiring and stuff, Q, in regards to getting a loan and stuff like that, how did you go about getting your loan, Q?
Man, I went through hell and hot water to get a loan. To get a loan this day and time, banks aren't giving loans anymore. You know, you got to come with a good proposal and come with money to the table. It doesn't make sense. You got to come to the table with money to get money.
But that's how this world works today. I mean, I've been going back and forth with the bank. They tell me to get this. I go and get this. They tell me, okay, you got this. We need this. I mean, tell me everything a person needs at one time so I can get everything at one time. But once I got everything together and I brought my proposal to the bank and everything, I picked out a location. I mean, the thing about it, my location is an old supermarket. And, you know, you can't get no bigger than a supermarket for a laundry business.
Right.
You know, and I brought my proposal. I told them, laundromats, people don't realize it, but my laundromats is money, turnover money. You know?
Yes, it is.
It's turnover
yes,
money.
It is.
I mean, that's the easiest money a person can make is in the laundromat. You know, and you get the quarter operated machines. You put that change in. You know, you run out of change in that change machine. What do? You go to the laundromat, you take the change out of the machine, and you put it right back in that machine. You're making money. You're doubling your money profits-wise and everything. So that's what my goal was. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna make myself. You know, I'm gonna make a name for myself, even though I'm known already. But I'm gonna make myself known in the business world. And I did what I did, and now that God graced me with finding out that I got this bank approval, ain't nothing gonna stop me now.
That's what it is. That's definitely inspiration for a lot of people out there.
That's what's up, homie.
Want something, just like he said, and just like TJ said, just like, you know, with TJ's DJs and Keith, you know, what they said is like, you know, go after what you got to do, man. Same thing like Sistar said the other day. You know, if you want to do something, go for it. And thank you for informing us about that. Keith, stay on the line with us, man. You know, Keith, man, you know, that's definitely some good stuff right there. I mean, shoot. But you know, it's so many different aspects. You can either go get a loan or you can either find some investors. Tell us some of the new things that you got going on. But before you got going to the new things and the new things that's going on with TJ's DJs, can you put your Twitter out there for the people that want to get in contact with you and an email or something like that?
Yeah,
Keith?
As a matter of fact, it's real simple. It's Keith K 926. Again, that's Keith K, the number 926. You know, so that's my birthday, by the way. One time for leave is 926. So Keith K 926 on the Twitter. To answer your question about, so please make sure you hit me in love so I can follow you and vice versa. Now back to your question about what's new. You know, like I said on the end, that I'm the sixth man for the B.O.B. project. So right now we're very excited about it. Came in at the number one album. You know, he has number one song in the country across pretty much all formats, except for Urban, where he came at number two, but it's all cool. You know, we got crossover, rhythmic, alternative, the whole nine, you know. So, just matter of fact, came back from overseas and did stops in London, Germany, and Italy. So, you know, that was real cool. But here nor there, you know, so we're very excited about that project. So, right now we got the song Nothing On You. I'm pretty sure you might have heard that one by now. Beautiful girls,
yeah.
I love her.
Yeah,
that one. And then we got Airplane right behind
that.
There you go. There you go. So we're really excited about how that project is progressing. And you know how they say overnight success it just happens overnight. But now for me, and at least for this story, overnight success has been 3 years in the making. You know, so it takes a while for something to really mature enough where you see the dividends from it. But if you work hard at it every day, eventually it will happen.
But you know the thing about it with the B.O.B. project, y'all been working for years because I know he did the Haters Everywhere We Go, and
right.
You guys have definitely, y'all was definitely, you know, going hard, like even before he even got his whole situation and stuff like that. Because, you know, we had Amir from Grand Hustle and stuff because I know he signed that situation with Grand Hustle because we had Amir, shout out to Amir Boy. That dude is a good dude, and he was talking about business. But, you know, before he signed that whole situation, y'all was still grinding, going out, doing shows. Y'all was traveling. Like, B.O.B. was going in. Y'all was going in, you know, when it came to promoting him and really getting his name out and stuff like that. But I'm really glad because, I mean, this has been several years y'all been going in. You know.
Right, 3 years. It's a change, so we're very excited. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, they just locked in. The BET is going to be on the red carpet. You know, they do the performances and all that. So we're very excited about that. Place to nominate for the BET Awards, so please make sure you go out there and vote so my man can get his right due, you know?
That's what it is. Make sure you definitely support B.O.B. He's, I mean, that's one artist that I could say that I admire. He's been grinding for years when it comes to his music and stuff. And TJ has been definitely been very supportive. He's been on B.O.B. supporting him hard and the whole team with TJ's DJs and stuff in regards to, you know, really making awareness about what's going on with B.O.B. and stuff like that. So are there any other things that we look, you know, that you look to see, like, in the future for you in general out there, like things that you just want to do, like maybe get into acting or anything else, or, you know, touch bases on any other thing?
I want to finally be able to, no longer as Trey Water, I really want to be able to, as B.O.B. would say, live in the sky, you know what I'm saying? So I would like for that to happen. You know, financially, not as an angel yet. I still got work to do. other than that, you know, I love to travel, you know, so I got my passport ready. I've already been to Russia, Mexico, Cayman Islands, Jamaica, and a few other spots. But, you know, I'd much rather see what else the world has to offer in that regard. I think if the world is yours, you might as well go out and play with the toys, right?
That's what it is. That's what it is. And I definitely hope you're able to, you know, get all those endeavors and do what you want to do, because I know you can, because you a go-getter. You know,
yeah.
You're definitely a go-getter, and you're definitely a good dude, and a lot of people support you. A lot of people appreciate what you do for the music industry. My beautiful co-host, you got some more final thoughts for Keith and stuff like that?
Yes, Keith, I want to ask you, what are the, just from your perspective and dealing with business itself, give our listeners the three key elements of business.
Three key elements of business. Actually, you know what? For that one, I'm going to pass it to my dude, Jawar. I don't know if you follow Jawar, but Jawar is an excellent philosophical mind when it comes to business and positive thoughts. He's a good motivational speaker. He sums it down to three terms: think, plan, and execute. I mean, if you do it like that,
Jawar.
It's a wrap.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wrap. You know what I'm saying? So that's basically what it means, is that you got to make sure that you take the time to think about your actions before you do it. You know, many times people confuse business and personal situations, and that shouldn't be the case. You know, when it comes to making money and all that, you got to make sure that you don't invest your emotions, because that's when you come back with negative reactions. You feel me? So you got to think about what you're going to say, what you're going to do, and how you want to plan it out. And then once you come up with that plan, then, you know, follow it and execute it every day of the week. You know, at least, you know, you'll be able to be successful. So think, plan, execute.
Definitely. And this is a question that that we asked everybody out there. The question is, Keith, do you feel that your family or your homeboy, that's my homeboy, that's my dog, do you feel like they should just ride or should they sign contracts? What do you think and why?
Can I ask a follow-up question? Are you saying you should get contracts if you do work business with your homie?
This is what basically I'm stating, right?
Okay.
If it's your homie, your homeboy, you know how everybody say, that's my homeboy, that's my dog, right? And or this is my family, you know, basically your real family, whether it's your mother, your brother, your sister, even though they're close to you and stuff like that, should you let them ride and continue to do business without a contract, or should they sign the contract? Yes or no, and why?
So you're saying, should you put your own family on the contract?
Yes.
Yes, or your friend.
Okay, well, I'll bring up a situation for me, right? With me, you know, contracts are very important, but contracts come in different forms. You know, you can have the handwritten, you know, or drawn up by a lawyer contract. You can have a social contract. And you can have a contract one-on-one with somebody that a handshake seals that. You know, it's just up to you how much you value and trust who it is that you shake hands with. Like with me, my brother right now is my financial advisor. You know what I'm saying? But I wouldn't trust anybody else but him to tell me the things I need to hear about that. You know what I'm saying? So for me, I don't mind that. And we don't have any paperwork, but that's my brother. I've known him all his life. You know what I'm saying? That's my dude. Oh, and it's his birthday again, so shout out to all the Gemini. Yeah, so that's my situation. But now if I'm doing business with, let's say, a real close friend, an associate or something like that, you know, most often not, I'd much rather err on the side of caution with the paperwork than to, at the end of the day, have hurt feelings. You know what I'm saying? So you just got to make sure that when you enter in whatever agreement you do, both sides of the fence understand what they're getting, and that's what the contract is supposed to represent.
Definitely. That's what it is. That's what it is. I mean, my thing is, and I think majority of people, I feel like, you know, hey, I don't care if you my mother. You want to sign a contract, pimpin'. Because, you know, at the end of the day, when you give a nigga money, they start acting funny. I don't care.
But they also say that money will reveal the true self.
Yeah, the true self, and that's the same thing. Like, you can see who truly are people that have your best interest and people that don't have your best interest. And since you talked about, you know, who moved my T's and stuff like that, you know, I don't know if you want to refresh everybody in regards to what we talked to, I guess, like a year ago in regards to who moved my T's, and people become complacent in their state of mind when it comes to dealing in business. You wanna talk about it, and then I can touch on it again in regards to the who moved my T's.
Not a problem. Basically, who moved my T's is about being able to survive if your main source of income, or in this case food, is moved out of the way. You know what I'm saying? So if you're just always used to going one direction to get a check or to eat your cheese if you're a mouse, you're going to be confused about if somebody puts a wall in front of it. You know what I'm saying? So now if you have a wall in front of you and you know that there's cheese on the other side, you have a couple options. Either you can sit there and stare at the wall and say, damn, that wall is too tall, man. I'm never going to be able to get over that. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Then you end up starving and dying, right? Or, you know, you can figure out a way around it, or you can go above it. You know what I'm saying? One way or another, that's how you go ahead and figure out best ways for you to continue to eat while at the same time. But if you want me to put it in another analogy for all my Madden players out there, right, just like me, right, if you play the game all the time on rookie, you're going to get smoked when you play somebody in all Madden. There you go.
I guess that maybe the fellas will understand. I guess, fellas, do y'all understand that whole synopsis when it comes to the Madden games? Because I know some of you guys are gamers. Man, you understand that synopsis?
I'm basically saying if you practice with the lower levels and doing things with people that's easy and not as competitive as you, or really experienced, when you go out to play somebody, experience, or do something with somebody experienced, you're going to lose. You're not going to know how to handle yourself. So you got to do things at the level of, you know, where your experience needs to be at so that you can better yourself.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Don't go around beating all the rookies thinking you the craft. You just got to play somebody on your own level.
Right, master your craft. Do your homework.
And the thing about
beating the computer.
The thing that interests me about Who Moved My Cheese, which I employ everybody to pick up that book and read it, but I think it was like chapter 4. And there's two characters. There's the little people and it is the mice, right?
Yeah.
And we're talking about complacentness, right? And I was actually on a bus leaving from New York, and I met this young gentleman that, you know, just enlightened me about some different things. And we were reading a chapter in regards to, you know, Who Moved My Cheese, which I had to go pick up the book. And in that chapter 4, I think, you know, with the small people and the mice, you have a situation where you have people that do a systematic situation every day. A lot of people go to work, we wake up, we take a shower, we go to our job, and come back home. We don't do anything of a difference. Everything is systematic like a robot, right? So they had a situation with the little people and the mouse. The little people are supposed to be highly intelligent people, right? Highly intelligent people, you know, they're humans, they're like humans, and they're highly intelligent. Where you got the mice, you know? So mice, animals are basically have their natural survival instincts. Human beings have natural survival instincts also. But sometimes, you know, we choose to be complacent. So basically the story goes where the little people, they go out, put on their running shoes, and go to Station A, okay? They go to Station A. Station A has food in it. It's some cheese, and it's still cheese there, a lot of cheese. The mice are going through the same area every single day, and they're looking at the same station with Station A, right? But the little people become complacent. They keep going to the same place, and they say, well, it's still cheese there, but not being aware that the cheese is getting smaller and smaller and smaller each day. While the mice are searching for new cheese every single day. Okay, we in Station A, but we need to find more cheese just in case this cheese is gone. So basically, at the end of the day, the little people are saying to the little people are saying to each other, okay, one little person is saying, well, we need to start looking for some new cheese because if we don't, we might die because we're not going to have no money. I mean, we're not going to have no more cheese, right? So the cheese is gone. What you going to do? You going to sit there and wait and die? Or are you going to go out there and be a go-getter and step outside on the risk and try to see if you can find some more cheese? And that's the same thing when we come to business or comes with anything. Sometimes we become complacent when it comes to business. Sometimes we're stuck in doing the same old systematic thing and we never make change. And then when the job stops, okay, I'm jumping into the industry, I want to be an artist, right? And I'll keep on going and doing the music and stuff, but it's not working out for me. But I'm going to continue trying to be an artist instead of maybe researching and seeing maybe I can find another niche in the music industry that I love the most and stuff and jumping out there on a risk to try to see if I'm better at doing that or am I going to sit there and never make any music, never go anywhere, and I can never pay my bills and never get any money. Sometimes you got to step out on faith. So in regards to who moves my cheese, we're becoming complacent. We cannot become complacent when it comes to business. We have to be able to be open-minded to when it comes to business. We have to be able to take risks and also move when it's time to move, you know, and be able to adapt to different situations. Because sometimes some people can't adapt to different situations. But I want you guys to elaborate on complacentness in business, Ebony.
Definitely what you said, learning your niche in the game because, you know, I mean, some people it works for them, but they have to be open to other avenues in order how to get their money. You know, just and it's just like working in corporate America. Say you're working in corporate America, you go and you are robotic and you do your 9-to-5 every single day. And then with the budget cuts, you know, we have to let you go. You know, you've been working at the same job for 30-something years. You don't know anything but that. You know, you learn all their systems, you learn all the structure of their job, but then all of a sudden you're 50 years old, you know, 45, 50, and you have to start all over again. What do you do? You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, just like he said, he has his passion. So where does your passion lie? Did you start off with your passion and you just ended up at this 9-to-5, or did you start the 9-to-5 and lose your passion? You know, that's just keeping one eye open and doing something that's going to benefit you with the 9-to-5, but also open up to other avenues about opportunity. And learn when you see an opportunity, how about going about and getting it. Don't just be comfortable. You know, I feel like complacentness is the same thing as being comfortable. Never be comfortable. And that's why I say if you always stay hungry, you know, stay hungry. Just don't get greedy. If you stay hungry, you're always looking for the next thing. You know, you get greedy, then you know, you do other things besides, you know, that's very not,
definitely.
You know, that's not beneficial to you.
I think that's very well said. Complacency is a big killer. It's like procrastination. You know, you keep putting it off, and then all of a sudden you look up, like Evan said, you're old, gray, and don't know anything else but to do. You know, and then your cheese is gone.
Yeah, the cheese is gone. Where the cheese at? For real. Everybody needs to pick up that book, Who Moved My Cheese, man. That book is an excellent book. I mean, you can also, compare it to your everyday life. Like, you know, are you just complacent to where you're living at right now? You want to stay in that same apartment every single day? Don't you want to strive to get a house or go across the country or do something? Are you just going to keep on doing the same old, same old? Go out there, take a risk, and go get what you want, you know, before all the cheese is gone. Where my cheese at? You know what I mean? You better be like the mic and try to find something, for real, you know? And at the end of the day, people, also, I want to know each person's definition the definitions between focus, being focused, and grinding. Because sometimes you're grinding too much and you're not focused. So the difference between focus and grinding, but we're going to let our guests answer that question first before we go down the line. Keith, your definition of grinding and being focused.
To me, grinding is a good thing in that everybody says they're grinding and that's fine. But to me, the end result of grinding most often not is, you know, worn down, you know, teeth being broken, you know what I'm saying? When I think of focus, I feel like that's a singular mission, like a laser, maybe even pointing through rock. You know what I'm saying? A singular focus could cut through anything. And to me, I'd much rather be focused. Now, you got to make sure that you're focused and stay on track, but at the same time, you got to put that energy and that effort into it every day, and that's where the passion comes from. And that's why the grinding is cool, but it's got to be more than just grinding. It's a daily step towards your goal, you know what I mean? And I feel like, you know, you talk about and Malcolm X, you know, you take one step towards your goal takes two steps towards you, you know, and that's where the focus comes from. So those are my definitions.
That's what it is. Bugsy, what's your definition of grinding and staying focused?
My definition of grinding, basically, I mean, for people to really, really get it, cause I know you keep it 100 all the time, so I'm just going to say, like, grinding is basically you just getting up like, all right, I'm going to do this to go get this today, and then the next day, if that didn't work yesterday, you're going to try something totally different, you know what I mean, to get what you need. So you grinding at any means necessary to get something. Focus. It's like you sit down like, all right, boom, I'm going to hit this like this. I'm going to get this like that. My main focus is going to be this one joint. I'm not going to get sidetracked by all this other bullshit. You know what I mean? And you just got your mind on a goal, so you set. So that's focus to me, man. Grinding is just dibble and dabble in every pot. Whether you can or can't get something, you're going to dibble and dabble. But you're not focused.
That's what it is. Ebony, your definition of grinding and being focused.
Okay. Ebony. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay. I was talking. I guess there's something going around with this. Let me turn my volume up. Okay. So to me, you know, I used to say a little saying on Twitter, which I see a lot of people saying, so which I didn't know, but I would say rise and grind. You know, instead of rise and shine, rise and grind. Basically, be on your mission, be on your move. You know what I'm saying? When you focus, I believe you can grind with a focus and a purpose. But the purpose is, you know, you can grind for your purpose. You know, say my purpose is my focus is to, for instance, hypothetically speaking, is to be a millionaire in the next, 2 years, okay? So my grind is going to be whatever it is that I need to take to get to that level. Whatever it is that I have to do, legally speaking, is what I'm going to do in order to get to my focus. My focus is you know, it's like having like a, being focused is having like a long-term plan. You know what I'm saying? What are you going to do? What work ethic are you going to put in? What grind? And that's more of like a slang word for work ethic. You know what I'm saying? What type of work ethic are you going to have in order to get to your short-term goal? You know, you got to know what you want in life in order to go out and achieve it. And that's where your focus stands in. And your grind is whatever you're going to do to get to that point, to where you feel like you're, you know, what your amount of what your success is, you know, because success to somebody might be, you know, to a person who's in a wheelchair, getting up to walk for the first time could be a success for them. You know what I'm saying? A person in the business life, their success could be, you know, what they accomplished in their first 3 years of opening up a business. Because, you know, when you open up a business, your first year, you know, a lot of first 3 years is actually really hard. You know, a lot of businesses fail in their first year. So their success might be still being open after their, you know, their third year of you know, opening up their business. So it just depends on what you look at as far as what your grind is and what your focus is.
That's what
well
it
said.
Is. And,
well said. And
Genius, your definition of focus and grind and stuff.
Well, I mean, I keep it pretty similar to Ev. I mean, to me, focus is the planning and the R&D of, you know, what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? You're having that plan, doing the research and the development and understanding that plan and focusing on that plan. And the grind, to me, is just the act, the physical things that it takes to initiate that plan, you know, and just pursuing that and not being content because, you know, when you're talking about complacency, you're talking about being content, which is a big problem with society, especially in the U.S. We're content with staying in that 9-to-5 or whatever it is that we're doing, as opposed to stepping outside ourselves and, you know, really seeing ourselves fully progress. You know, so to me, like I said, I mean, the focus is basically having a plan, and the grind is basically the physical act of it. You know, and me personally, I'm not going to grind until I'm old and gray and beating myself up and then still can't survive. So I'm going to have the right plans and do the right research and development so I can live the life of Riley, you know, when I'm in my golden years. You know, that's me. Now, I can't speak for everybody else. But, you know, I'm not trying to be beat up and battered. I'm trying to live the life of Riley.
But, you know, the thing is, people, is that we need to start setting up our short-term goals and our long-term goals.
Right.
And I implore everybody that's listening today to get a sheet of paper out and write a list from 1 to 5, your short-term goals, and a list from 1 to 5, your long-term goals. And every time you accomplish one, check them off. You should be doing that every year. You know, every year you should be able to accomplish at least one thing, you know, on your goals list. And also on top of that, you know, we need to start initiating plans and executing them, you know. Stop procrastinating. No, time waits for nobody. And the other key word is work smart, not hard. Work smart. Not hard, you know, and that's definitely what the situation is when it comes to business, okay? But I just want to say that, Keith, it is an honor and always a wonderful pleasure to have you on the show because
thank you
are
having.
Just a wonderful person, and I love you to death, and, you know, and you have a lot of things going on for you, and I just wish you nothing but success. I need you to repeat that Twitter again because is there an underscore anything in there? Because
it's just straight Keith K, the number 9, the number 2, the number 6, Keith K 926.
Yeah. Hey, Les, I sent them a thing with a follow for you so that you can actually have it. It should be on your Twitter.
Oh, the letter K. Okay,
yes,
there it is. It wasn't showing up at first. Okay, cool. All right.
Yes.
So, okay, so that's what it is. Also, on top of that, Keith, you know, I'm just really proud of you because I've seen a lot of growth in you, and I'm just so happy for you and proud of you. So I just want you to just keep on being successful and everything like that.
Thank you.
And the other thing, somebody asked me in the chat room, are you doing anything for the community, anything with kids?
Most definitely, man. I love giving back to the kids, man. Kids are a trip, man. this dude's right here, man. They're the most honest people you will ever meet. But, you know, all you have to do is just be cool, and they'll be all right with you, man. You know what I'm saying? So, like, one of the things that we did was we had an issue of violence in our community. Like, the gangs were starting to take over, and, you know, it was getting kind of crazy. And it really tripped me out because I've been here long enough. I'm paying property taxes now, so I can't pay attention to stuff like that, right? So one of the things that I did was something called Peace in the Streets Celebrity Kickball Game. And what it was is that we had a kickball game at a community center, and we had the police out there to talk to the kids and, you know, make sure that they show, you know, the nicer side of police work, like the Officer Friendly Program from back in the day. I don't know how many of y'all know about that one. Okay, cool. Plus, we had different celebrities playing with the kids. Like, we had Mike Blunt from Slip and Slide come through. Plus, we had a lot of key people from the music industry because it came right after our conference, our Tastemakers Conference. Had music playing. You know, the city came out. We even got on the news, man. That was real cool. You know,
that's what it is.
But I love giving back to the kids, so anytime I can, I do.
That's what it is, Keith. You got any last words or advice for the people out there
you know, in the world to, you know, in regards to just getting in the business, some, you know, key points for them and everything?
Yeah, well, basically, I want to make sure that, first off, before I get to that, I want to give a couple quick shout-outs. I want to say happy birthday to my brother again. Thank you again for having me on the show. Make sure to go to my website, www.mmmgetmoney.biz. Pick up my mixtape and book. Make sure you go support B.O.B., buy his album, buy, download his CD, song, or through iTunes or whatever. You know, support my dude. One time for TJ's DJs. And, yeah, one time for all the Gemini too, since it's my brother's birthday. And to answer your question, my advice to everybody really is basically to make sure that you don't give up on your goals and your dreams. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be faced with a lot of negatives trying to stop you from that path. And really, those are just designed to make you appreciate it more when you get it. You know what I'm saying? But you got to make sure that you don't get clipped in the process. So, you know, just stay positive. You know, work towards your goals and wake up every day and focus on that. You'll be good to go, man.
That's what it is. That's what it is. I love Keith. He's just so just scrumptious and wonderful. I love you, Keith. I love you.
I appreciate it.
You guys, hurry up real quick. Say your final thoughts to Keith real quick. But, you know, my co-host got to go first because she's so beautiful. Go ahead, Ebony, your final thoughts.
Actually, Lush, what I was just thinking, on Wednesday, I think what would be nice is that we should do something. Maybe we should start introducing a new book to start reading. Like maybe we can have a Lush Radio book club.
I would like
as far as like business etiquette, and then we can start with Keith's book first, you know, so that way everyone would we would support him, and that way everyone would have to go out and get his book, and then we would just read like parts of it and just discuss it after the end of the the conversation, you know.
I would like that very much. Matter of fact, why don't we exchange information on or off the call so that way we can make sure this happens?
Yeah, that's what it is.
And then we can do that with different, even with the book about the cheese. We can do that with that one, and also Rich Dad, Poor Dad. That way people will get involved with it and actually will be inviting people to read, because then they can call into the radio show and they can talk about, you know, the book at the end of this, you know, a lot some of the time just for the books that we're reading itself. That way we can still educate and entertain at the same time.
Yeah, definitely. We'll definitely get that done, and I think Keith has my number and my email, you know, even though, you know, he don't be trying to use it, but, you know, it's all good, though. I love him. Like, I'm going to call you, Keith, after the show, and we're going to get that done. You know, we're going to lock in a date and definitely bring you back on so we can go ahead and get that book reading in for you. And then you can also, we can give out that that book, you know, autographed book to maybe the 10th caller or so on the show.
Yeah.
And everything like that. Yeah, so we could definitely get that popping. And so definitely that's what it is, man. We need to get, and that's a wonderful idea. You're just so scrumptious yourself, Ebony. So scrumptious. I love you. So scrumptious.
Right.
I love you too.
But you got some final thoughts for Keith?
Yeah, my final thoughts, man, you know, salute, big up to everything you do, man. Appreciate you coming through, dropping jewels for the people, you know, giving them that knowledge that's needed.
Right, my pleasure.
All right, but, yeah, man, let me know when y'all doing that 10th caller thing, man, so I can call from, like, 20 phones and clog up the airwaves like that. You know, all y'all listening, I'm stealing it, just so y'all know I'm stealing. I'm calling from 50 phones, man.
That's what's up, man.
Well,
thanks
when you hang out, you better
man.
Have somebody else.
Oh man, you are hilarious, man. Genius, what's your final thoughts to keep?
Oh man, I thought I'd get the last hour for us. I'm proud of you, man. Just keep shining, keep doing your thing, man. And don't let nothing stop you from achieving, you know, whatever goals that, you know, you set forth, and I wish you happiness and success in whatever you choose to do, sir.
All right, thank you, man.
Well,
I appreciate
also, Keith, you are also on the line because you don't know what the other callers, are, you know, the panelists are actually what they do. Genius actually has his own record label, his independent record label, so y'all could do some networking. And then Bugsy is an artist, right, Bugsy?
Yeah, my.
So there you go. Y'all all can network. So, you know, since you've, you know, been on the call with them for an hour and a half, 2 hours, you know what everyone does, and everybody can network.
Cool. Well, I'll be more than happy to network with y'all.
That's what it is.
In fact, you got my Twitter account. If you still have Twitter, just shoot me a message or a DM or something so I can make sure I put it in the right place.
Right.
Definitely. We definitely implore everybody to follow Keith right now at this moment. Follow Keith, follow Keith, follow Keith. It's Keith K926, Keith K926, or check out my timeline, or Genius timeline, or any one of the people on the call's timeline, and you'll definitely find it, and make sure you follow him, and make sure you send him a hi. You know, that's what it is. And definitely network, because Keith is definitely a personable person, and he's not Hollywood. He'll answer your questions. He's a good guy. So we definitely love you, Keith. We salute you, and we want you to keep doing what you're doing. Can we get a quick shout-out? You know, this is Keith, blah, 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 Lush Radio Online. Let's get it popping.
All right, cool. What's happening, everybody? It's your boy Keith, First Prophet, chilling with Lush. So what is it, Lush what?
Lush Radio. Lush, you know, we're going to fight.
No, I just need to make sure I get it correct, because, you know, people have different domains for their websites and stuff sometimes. I want to make sure this is right now. Lush Radio.
Okay,
huh?
Lush Radio Online.
LushRadioOnline.com. All right, cool. I got you. Hold on. Lush Radio Online. Okay, cool. What's happening, everybody? It's your boy, Keith, the First Prophet, chilling with LushRadio.com. And I am happy to be on. Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate everything. So if you ever need to keep it popping, make sure you speak to Lushy, baby. I'm out.
You see how he messed that up? It's Lush Radio Online.
Yeah.
He said LushRadio.com. We gonna fight.
I said LushRadioOnline.com. I said Lush Radio.
I said Lush Radio Online.
Radio Online. I didn't say that.
LushRadio.com.
Oh, fuck. All right, cool. My bad. You want me to do it one more time?
Yeah, one more take.
I don't know what it is, but you got to get it on one take. I like JG, man. One take, I'm out, man. But all right, LushRadioOnline.com, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right. What's happening, everybody? LushRadioOnline.com is where I'm at, man. It's happening. It's your boy, Keith, First Prophet, chilling with TJsDJs.com, TheMoneyMakingGetMoney.com.biz, and the whole nine, man. So please make sure you come check me out, man. KeithK926 on the Twitter. Get KeithK926 on the Twitter. And I'm having a great time here with Miss Lush. Keep it popping, baby. I'm out.
That's what it is, man. You know, I'm going to call you the second take man.
You know, I'm going to let you know you're on this show, man. I just knocked them out in one time, though, man. That's why I'm upset. I'm upset about that, but that's cool.
Yeah. Hey, that's cool.
Like,
also,
I
hey,
like
Keith.
Huh?
Hey, I like
Keith.
You,
hey.
Man. Go ahead.
Huh?
I just wanted to say, Keith, man, I'm a fellow Libra. Your birthday 2 days after mine, man. So, you know, definitely holler at me.
All right, that's what it is, man. Hey, you're on
the
360
in
on
the house.
Hey, you're on the 360 or the 360?
Oh, both of them, man. Genius one on the 360, man.
All right, cool.
Shout out to all the Libras out there. Shout out to all the Geminis.
Yeah.
Say, with your birthdays coming up out there, man, shout out to y'all. You know, y'all doing y'all want to. You know, with y'all split personalities and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all good one time, at one time. You know what I'm saying? The bipolarities and all that. But I love y'all Geminis, though. Y'all good people. Y'all off the hook, though.
Two heads. That's a Jekyll, Mr. Hyde.
But I love Geminis, though. My best, one of my best friends.
I
want
to see
Latin
do a horoscope.
And shout out to the Libras out there. Libras got great conversation. They good
That's
people.
Right.
I love Libras, man.
Appreciate
I love
that.
Them.
You know, what's up on my Libra Nation, too? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to y'all.
And you
know,
I got the same birthday as Will Smith.
Y'all off the hook. Y'all terrible.
You got the same birthday. What you say?
I said I got the same birthday as Will Smith, September 26th.
Yeah.
So once I found him,
yeah.
So you boosted. You boosting right now. You excited, ain't you, over there?
Yeah, man. Will Smith is the one of the greatest that's ever done it. Please don't sleep on Mr. Will Smith. That man has generated billions of dollars in box office receipts.
That's Big Willie.
He has done a great job in movies. I actually watched the movie 7 Pounds. And
yeah, that's a
great
movie.
did that was a great.
But
yes.
I think they still had elaborated a little bit on that, on like the book did. You know what I'm saying? And Genius, you know, he helped me with my quick synopsis while I was watching it, because I'm not like everybody else. You know, I'm kind of weird. I like to kind of tell the whole movie, and then, you know, I can watch it.
Yeah, me too. That must be that Pisces list, because I'm the same way. You won't ruin it for me by telling me, because I'll be asking, well, what's going to happen next? I just want to know. And then I'll
I can't watch a movie with y'all people,
man.
You had me ruin the whole movie. We asked you what happened in the movie. You know what I'm saying? Who does that?
I'm hanging on.
We do.
It's a Pisces thing.
We do. We do that. It's a Pisces thing. Y'all wouldn't know about it.
I know who not to watch movies with.
Okay, we don't do movies, whatever. But you know what I'm saying? There's a movie coming out since we
talked
about.
Let me know you've seen the movie before.
It's since we're talking about movies. You got the A-Team coming out. We got a lot of new movies coming out. If you're dealing with your kids, take them out to go see Shrek. It's a whole bunch of different movies coming out. I don't know if I'm going to go see A-Team, man. But T.I. has a new movie called Takers that's going to be coming out soon.
Yeah, boy, good movie, good movie.
Thing is going to be crazy. It's going to be hot. So, and my man Idris is going to be on it. Oh, Idris, just please
hey,
come on
the show. Bell, man.
Yeah.
Hey, that's Tinker Bell. I don't know about any other name.
You know about the wire.
Man, that's dog.
Shout out
it's so bad, man. I started. I've been going to the video store, renting the disc, man, so I could watch the season. I'm back in season 4.
Yo, he's not. He wasn't just on The Wire. He was on Daddy's Little Girls. You know, he was on. He was on Rock and Roll.
He was on.
I know the dude's a great actor and all that. But as far as I'm concerned, that's Ring a Bell, man.
Oh man.
You know, he played the lead role in Beyonce in the movie with Beyonce.
Hey, one more point on that. That dude is so nice. That dude is so nice. I didn't even know he was British until he did an interview.
Real talk.
Yeah,
he is.
He's African, too. He's African, too.
Yeah.
What? He's the most hot, sexiest chocolate man I've ever seen in my life.
Date after Thursday, Lush.
Somebody call her Idris. Tell him that Lush got a crush. Got a crush.
What up? But that's what it is. We want to thank all the callers, all the listeners that came through on the show today. Let's talk about business. Each and every Wednesday, we already talk about business. I give you contacts for people that you might need to get in contact with in the industry. We always bring people that are influential in the business, the music industry, and just in business in general to come and talk to you about real things and real aspects when it comes to business. All we try to do is to educate and inform you about things you need to better yourself in business. So please, we implore you to bring a pen in a pad each and every Wednesday, same time, same place, at 6 o'clock. Lush Radio Online, log on www.lushradioonline.com. Make sure you take interest and make sure that you stay tuned because, money-making music, money-making, all kinds of things that has to deal with money-making in the industry. You need to contact my boy Keith because he gets it in, you know what I'm saying? And if you need them contracts, you need that business plan together, make sure you contact me at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com. Check out Genius Site to see our promotional package. We going in, man, Lush Radio Online, and we're turned all the way up. You know what I'm saying? And we out of here, man. I love y'all, man. And I love you so much, and I'm going to call you on the flip side after this show. But shout out to Archie Eversole because my boy be doing his thing. And this one right here is called Keep Winning. And shout out to Music Jones Delaney. And keep winning. No matter what they say, no matter what they do, nobody can stop you from what you want to do. And if ain't nobody tell you they love you today, I do. Mwah. Let's love you. Put it where.
Roll it with Lush.
Bye. I'm out of here. Peace.
They don't give a damn about you. Kick you in the face when you down.
Yeah.
So many people doubted me. Well, I'm on top. Look at me now.
Hey,
love for dead bleeding in the street.